and I hope you enjoy the show. I'm going to introduce our beloved host right now, the one and only, my favorite, John Durash. John Durash.
He's not being very rash. I don't see him on here yet, Rich.
Can you hear me now?
There we go.
Right.
Okay, thank you. All right, good evening,
everybody. If you have any questions for John, join us in the Shake and Wake chat room. Go to shakeandwakeradio.com and type all your questions in cap, and we'll get the message to John. Have a great show, John. I'm going to turn my mics down now. And thank you all for showing up and supporting John. Visit nationallibertyalliance.org to get more information.
Okay, good evening, everybody. Thanks, Rick. Welcome to the National Liberty Alliance Open Forum. Today is Monday, September 29th, 2014. And... let's see, I guess tonight basically we want to talk a little bit about getting the word out. We're about ready to file some new papers soon, and they're going to be filed everywhere. We're working on that now. And the paper is pretty much in its draft form. I think it's a very, very, very powerful paper. It seems that every time we write a paper, we know it's pretty strong, and you kind of think, well, you can't get much stronger. Well, we did. We got much stronger. Can't wait to, release it and let everybody read it, but that's not going to happen until we're just about ready to send it out. I kind of hope that it'll be going out before the end of this week so that we'll be able to reveal it over a Monday night program, read through it, and reveal it to everyone. But what we want to do is we're starting to put together groups in order to get a hold of the media, to get their attention. Now is the time for attention. We have established ourselves across the nation in every single state. Of course, we're still organizing the states. There are some counties, or a lot of counties actually, that don't have a leadership. And so we're looking for leadership. As a matter of fact, tonight we sent out an email to all of our members. It's a questionnaire. And I certainly hope everybody fills out that questionnaire. Press the reply button and then answer the questions and send it back to us. So the return address is on the reply, so click the reply. What we're doing now is we've got a team of people we put together. I think we got about 20, 22 people of a team. And they're going to be responsible to start really driving us into the media. And it's going to take a little time, and that's okay. But in order to do it, we're going to need everyone's help. Everybody that belongs to National Liberty Alliance, everybody that supports National Liberty Alliance. You know, we have almost 3,500 members. And as I mentioned, we are in every state of the union. And we have tens of thousands of people that follow us. And it's only a matter of time before we have a landslide. The tens of thousands of people that are following us, they're waiting to see what's happening. They've heard a lot of things over the years, and I'm sure they jumped into that. And they say, well, let's see what's going to happen. Well, it's time to happen. Some people also are frightened. They're spooked. And they have some fear. There's no time for fear. And if you start thinking about it, then you won't do what you're doing. So let's not worry about fear. We have to just do the right thing and trust God, and everything will be okay, I promise. But in any event, we got some people who have some background in certain areas. We're trying to get the background in all of the areas. We want to do some big moves on YouTube. We're putting together a special YouTube, and it's going to be all around this next filing. And again, I'm going to tell you, this next filing is it. But we want to we're going to create this YouTube, and we want to get it out there. We must get this YouTube to go viral. It's an absolute necessity. What's going to push these people over the top is the people. they cannot take, they cannot bear the light of day. They got a lot of cover stories that they don't worry about the light of day because the media, the mainstream media, is not reporting. And a lot of other medias are not reporting. They're lost. Maybe they're part of the game, or maybe they're just that far lost that fiction is reality and reality is fiction to them. So they just don't get it yet. But it's up to us to make sure they get it. So anyway, there's a lot of discrediting going on. Oh, that's crazy. Oh, that's this, and oh, that's that. What we're going to do is we're going to take that discredit away from them. By just telling the truth, and the truth cannot be denied, and it cannot be argued. People who don't check things out, of course, they're going to follow the lie, but it's up to us to tell them, hey, you know, why don't you go check it out for yourself? Why don't you go read the paper and see what's going on? And so that's kind of what we're going to try to put together, a YouTube that really reveals what's really going on, the truth. And we're going to put together some emails, and people can come up with their own emails, of course, but we'll put together a nice email, something short, to try to get people's attention. We want emails to go viral. We want YouTube to go viral. We got some people who have some experience on Facebook. We want Facebook to go viral. We have people who do some blogs, and we've got lists of lots of blogs. We want the blogs on the Internet to go viral. We need to get the message out to the Liberty groups. They kind of got it, but they don't have it. They've heard of us. We've got name recognition. We really do. Pretty much everywhere you go, they've heard of the National Liberty Alliance. But people really don't know exactly what it is that we're laying out. They don't understand that correcting the court corrects all of America's woes. And that's a fact, 100% fact. Correct the courts, and you correct every single one of America's woes. Nothing left out. If the courts are not corrupt, the political process will not be corrupt. The power of the people is to indict, and if they indict, whoever's in office leaves office. Next. You're going to break the law, or you're going to obey the law. It's that simple. Nothing else to talk about. Bring the political process back to reality and make it honest and indict the people who are breaking the law and violating our unalienable rights and putting us to the point of where we almost lost America. If they want to continue down that path, we'll put them in jail. It's that simple. When you correct the political realm and you correct the judicial realm, what are they going to do? I mean, what are they going to get through that's really going to hurt us? Agenda 21, it's unconstitutional. It goes up against the Constitution of the United States for America from the standpoint that we have been guaranteed, let me repeat that word, guaranteed. Our servants under contract are to guarantee us a Republican form of government. That's the guarantee, there must be. You get someone pushing communism, you get someone pushing Marxism, like Agenda 21 does, or Common Core, well, you can't do that. That's not guaranteeing a Republican form of government. Game over. End of subject. Don't vote for it. Don't bring it up, because if you do, we're going to talk to you about it. These people that are getting money to run these programs, the locals, as far as in the counties and the towns and so on and so forth, well, that sounds to me like a bribe to begin with. Money's going to stop because we're not going to let that go, because that is a bribe. And they can't run those programs. That's not a Republican form of government. You can't teach that stuff in school. You can't require people to live under these terms. So there's nothing you can think of that National Liberty Alliance, what we're doing, can't fix it. Now, it's not National Liberty Alliance, of course. It's what we're teaching and what is out there. We've got the people. The people know what the people that are involved with us and that are hardcore with us, they know. They understand. And so now it's up to the people. We're in every state of the union. It's too late for them to put this back into the box. It's out. And people are moving in every state. So let's just get this out there. And take back our nation, bring it back to a Republican form of government. And we're going to do that and put them under pressure. Now, I can tell you from experience that the courts, when you go into the courts, they don't want you to have a win. They can't allow you to have a win. because that goes on the record. And if you do have a win, they'll work it in a back room. They'll work it out. We'll throw you out of court, and you'll be happy to be thrown out of court because usually they're taking you into court, and that's a win for us. But it never goes on the record as a win. Whenever there is a case or a situation, when you have a case and you're getting some headway on it, you got these records in your records, they go and they clean up the records. They do not permit these records to stay. You can't put your papers in there and keep them. It just won't happen. They won't let you do it. So they're constantly cleansing the papers. We see this everywhere. I see it in my own cases. I see it in cases of people I know, and especially the big cases. They just get out there and they expunge everything in your records. They pull it out. They change the recording. They'll destroy the recording, whatever they got to do. And they just don't permit it to stay in the record. What are they so frightened about? What is it that they're doing that makes them so frightened to allow this to go on the record? It's like they go into a panic attack. They got to get this out of the record. And that's going into one court with one case that nobody's watching anyway. But why are they panicking? That's the question. Well, the answer is it's recording their criminal activities. That's the answer. And if we can put that on the record everywhere, that's sunlight. Darkness can't survive in sunlight. So that's the case. That's what we have to do. We have to get the sunlight. So we're going to put it into the courts, and the people have to get it out into the public. And if we move it big enough in the public, get it going amongst the people, the news at some point won't be able to resist it. So this is what we have to do. And if it takes weeks or if it takes a month, that's fine. We'll keep filing papers. We'll keep putting that sunlight in there. And the people got to keep doing things. So we're going to get something going here, a campaign. And the campaign is to bring the truth to the people. And it's up to you to do that. We are in every state. We can do it in every state. We're in almost most counties. We can do it in the counties. There are some states that don't have a lot of counties totally on board, but there are a lot of states that do. Nevertheless, we can move. We do it on YouTube. We do it with emails. We do it with Facebook. We do it on blogs. We do it through liberty groups. We do it through tweets. We have people who have some experience with tweets, and we're going to get a campaign going on tweeting. We all, if you're a tweeter, you got to tweet it. We're going to give, points. What do they call them? Hang on a minute. I know I made a note of this. Well, I can't find it. We're going to make our points, and we're going to get them out at least a couple of times a week to remind everybody on our mailing list, here are the points, and this is what we need to get out. Anybody who does a lot of some tweeting, let's tweet. Everybody starts tweeting. Let's get other people tweeting this. And we'll give you the message. You could take that message and, you know, if you think you can make it better, that's fine. You could do whatever you want with that message. As long as the truth is in there, you put it the way you know it, the way you can understand it, the way you think people should hear it. And or just run with the message we put out. But we'll put out some tweets. We're going to put out things from local news, the newspapers, radio stations, TV stations. We're going to put it out there. And it's your job to get it to all the places that you can within your state. You start off with your county, and you get it into your state. As people get on board, we need more and more people. We get it to more and more places. We need to get it to the national news media. We will list out some information, maybe some mailing information, email information. I guess basically that's it. For the national news media, and everybody should send them a copy of what we're putting into the courts. Everybody should say, why ain't you reporting on this? Everyone else is, how come you ain't? Okay?
John,
we need
to
get
it
out on a daily basis. What?
Do you have somebody who knows how to do professional press releases and stuff for
you? Well, we'll talk about that later because we are looking for someone. We got a couple of people we're talking to, but we'll talk about that later, okay? Because we can use that. So we need everybody to get on this, to get on it hard, and not let up, not let it fall asleep. This is our time. This is the time, and we've got to get it out. And I think once everybody sees the paper that we're going to send out, they're going to say, yeah, this is it. This is it. It's powerful. I can't underspeak it. I can't overspeak it. Let me think about this. Yeah, I can't overspeak this. When you see the paper, I can't overspeak it. So it's powerful. It's a strong message. One of the problems we have is people receive in tweets. People speak, they read very quickly. They'll read a couple of lines and they move to the next thing. So that's a problem. That's why we got to get the right message. And if we can get the right message, the right tweets, the right first line, we can catch their attention, then they'll go take a look at this. So that's what we need to do. And the truth is pretty powerful for what's going on and what message we're going to put out there. So again, we're working on all this right now. And next week, if it goes out by the week, by Monday or by the end of this week, we will blast it out to everybody and we'll start pumping what we want to do. And we're going to make a big thing about it next Monday again. We'll set up different things. You know, we're kind of brainstorming this right now on how to and what to write, that kind of thing. So that's what we have to do, and this is how we're going to take back America. It's the pressure. So just think about what I just said about this. They don't want one little case in Greene County. It could be on the mortgage problems. They do not want that in the courthouse. You won't find it in the records when you go back and check it. Anybody that's in court, go check your records. I'll bet you dollars to donuts you're going to find papers missing. The very first experience we had with the court was them sending us papers back. It's unbelievable. On a regular trial, a court case, sending us paper, they didn't want it. They didn't want to deal with it. They didn't want to be seen. And I'll bet you anything. We should go back and check some of our old cases. I'll bet you they're totally expunged. They're totally cleaned out. I bet you there's nothing in there that causes any problems for them. So if they're that worried about one little court case in some little county in New York, upstate New York, some sleepy little county or town, and they're worried about that, just think about this next paper when you see it. And believe me, they're going to be worried about this. They're already worried about what we've done. They don't know what to do. Our papers have been filed in at least three different courts. I got to check to see if any other courts have been filed in yet, but we got word that three courts have filed our papers. That doesn't mean the other courts won't. It doesn't mean they haven't yet. We got to go back and look into it. And that's a problem for the courts that haven't filed it. They don't know what to do. It's like they're sitting there waiting to see what is our next move. And the next move is, I really feel it's going to be check. May not be checkmate, but it's check. And they're going to have to make a decision. They're going to have to, you know, go one way or another. And that's where we're going to be at. Very soon, depending on you, it's depending on the people hearing this right now and getting more people. Look, we got lots of people, all the state coordinators that are hearing this and on this call or hear this call on a recording, all the state coordinators, you need to be getting on the phone and calling every single person that's a member of National Liberty Alliance in your state and finding out where they're standing, letting them know we need you now. Now is the time. You joined us for a reason. Now is the time to do something. We need your help. We need you to tweet. We need you. They tweet anyway. We need you to go watch YouTube. They do it anyway. We need you to get it viral. Get it out to other people. They do it anyway. We need you to get on Facebook. They do it anyway. So we need the people to do these things. We need these people to write out emails. They do it anyway. Cut and paste our emails, add a few things to it, whatever. Whatever you want to, just get it out and get it viral. So that's what we have to do. The state coordinators, it's time to start coordinating. It's time to start moving. County organizers, we have thousands of county organizers. Let's get organizing. Let's get moving. Make the phone calls. If you're not going to a meeting every week, if you're not coming to the Monday night meeting, you're missing out on everything, and you don't know what's happening. If you're not listening to the recording or coming to the meeting. If you're not going to your state meeting, okay, then you're missing out. You're not getting connected. You don't know what's going on. If you're not in a state meeting, you're not supporting us. So once a week, every state coordinator should run a meeting. It doesn't have to be long. It could be 15 minutes long. It's just to get together and say, hi, yeah, we're all here. Yeah, you get to the Monday night meeting, you heard what's going on over there, we need your help. I need some volunteers for A, B, and C, and meeting's over. That's it. It's no big thing, okay? You don't want to spend a lot of time on those meetings. There are other meetings going on that you do need to be spending time on. This one, for instance. And there are other meetings. Just get connected to your state coordinators and let's get moving. Let's get doing. And let's get people really activated and motivated. And this is how we're going to win America. And I promise you, if we can activate tens of thousands of people, and we have that potential right now, if we can activate tens of thousands of people, I promise you the next move is checkmate. It's no longer check. Right now it's check. It's up to you to make it mate. Let's make it checkmate. The truth shall set us free. We're going to get the truth out. Darkness can't handle it. They're going to slide into their corners. They're going to look for a way of escape.
We're giving them
a way of escape.
John,
okay? All they have to do is obey the law.
The truth will make you free.
Well, we'll make you free and set you free. Okay. But in any event, they will decide to do something, because look at, by nature, people want to save themselves from the wrath of what is coming at them if they see it. Okay, they see the people coming at them. They're going to want to protect themselves. And look at, all they have to do is one thing. They only need to do one thing, and we will leave them alone. And that is do the right thing. That's all they got to do. Now, their past sins may catch up with them, but we can't stop that. But we're not out on a witch hunt. We just want to save the Republic. That's what our job is. That's what our duty is right now. Whatever the people bring to us later, that we'll deal with later. Right now, we need to save the Republic. We need to secure the Republic. And we have the plan to do both, but it's up to you, because only the people can save America. So with that, that's really all I got for today. I wanted to stay focused on this. And stay on the idea of focusing on a campaign to move this forward. So with that, we'll just move right into Q&A, and we'll start taking some questions. So I see Johnny B. from Kansas, which, by the way, Johnny, I did get an email from you. I just saw it today, and I'm going to add you to the list. I'll give you a yell when you get out, about 20 or so people that are going to brainstorm ideas on this kind of a campaign to get the word out. And anybody that wants to get on that list and work with us and brainstorm, just send me an email. Let me think the best way to do this. I guess send me an email directly. Just tell me, send it to John at nationallibertyalliance.org. Just say to me that you want to be involved in really putting out this campaign of exposing these people and getting out into the media, something very short. And what I want you to get from you is I want to get your name, your state, your name, your email, and your phone number. Now, I know your email is in the email, but that's an extra step for me to have to go to get your email. You put it in one line, your name, your state, comma, your name, comma, your phone number, comma, and your email and comma. I take it, throw it into a notepad, then I take it and I can throw it right into a spreadsheet, and everything's very quickly. If you put it in a list down, I can play with, just put it across, it's the easiest way, and put your email in there, because it's one cut and paste, and I'm moving to the next email. And so I try to save as much time as I can, so please do it that way, and it will put you on the list. Depending on how many people we get, once we go past a certain number, we'll just open an evening. I'll send you out an email and say, hey, we're going to meet on a certain date, a certain time, just to discuss these ideas, and we'll probably come into a room and do what we got to do, just get some ideas out, especially people who have, the ability to really work with these things we mentioned, or if there's anything that we left out. And I'll read through them again. YouTube. and we will produce a YouTube for this purpose. Email, writing a short email, getting it out. If you have lots of people that you can list out to and send this out to, you know, you want to join up with us. And don't even have to join up with us. Just be here on a Monday meeting. We're going to put out the, I guess we'll call it sort of talking points. We'll put out that information. Here's for YouTube. Here's for emails. Here's for Facebook. Here's for blogs. Here's for Liberty groups. Here's for tweets. Here's for local news media. And here's for national news media. And we'll just put it out. We'll put a page up somewhere where we can get more detailed of what that is. And whatever you can do to get this out on a daily basis, today you'll send emails. Tomorrow you'll do YouTubes. The next day, visit blogs. Whatever it is, we've got to get this story out. Because network news is not going to do it. But when we put enough pressure on them and it's everywhere and it becomes so obvious, guess what? They have to, now they go into a mode, they report on it and they figure out how they're going to fix it. And this is too big for them to fix. So while they're trying to figure that out, it'll take them a while before they figure they can't really do it. They can talk bad about us and do all that stuff. But you know what? When the people really go out and just read the paper, they're going to say, what's up with that? You know, they're going to say it's clear. So anyway, with that, we'll move to our first caller, Johnny B. in Kansas. Go right ahead.
Hey, John. Yeah,
hey, how you
appreciate
doing?
That gave real good, real good. Glad to hear you guys still out there and kicking. And we still got our lines of communication open. That's a blessing from above, guys.
Right.
Man, you had all kinds of stuff come down on my head. That 15 other questions that came up as you was speaking there. But one of my first ones is the questionnaire you mentioned right at the front of the call.
Right.
Is that an email or is it posted on the website?
Yeah, that went out in the email, okay, and it is extremely important. We wrote it two times in large print in red, you know, click reply, and then fill out the form. This way it'll go to the email that you're getting it from. And we have a group of people who will be handling this email and digesting this information and trying to use this information in ways that work best for us. We're looking for leadership. We're looking to see what people's strong points are, and then we'll hopefully they're gonna utilize their strong points, and we're gonna utilize their strong points and work with them to do things with them, to do whatever it is we have to do. To win this battle.
Okay. Well, I've got some issues with my email. Everything I get from you goes into spam, and it's usually 1 to 2 days after you send the email. Figure that one out.
Yeah, you might want to check. Yeah, look, they're playing games. I notice a lot of things are slow for me, and some people don't get anything I sent them, and some things I don't get from people. But that's the...
Sure.
That's people playing games, probably. But that's okay. They can only do so much of it, and we'll get through with what we got. And just check your spam every day. I do myself. I have
right,
a spam
exactly.
box, and you know I do my filtering and do what I got to do. But nevertheless, I check my spam box every day anyway. I just skim through it real quick, looking at who's what am I missing, you know?
Yep. That's so, I've gotten accustomed to it. That's the first place I look for your messages or anything from the group. But it just struck me as interesting that they would come in 2 or 3 days after the fact. I just kind of picked my curiosity.
Yeah, I don't know.
Get that voice out there. I got a statement on your darkness surviving sunlight. You know, there's only one way darkness survives sunlight. Somebody has to be providing a protective barrier to keep that darkness
right.
in place. Think about that, guys. Pretty important. Okay, can I get on my soapbox, John? Real quick.
Go ahead, Ed.
I want to reflect into this thing that's going on within the movement about our religious instruction.
Mm-hmm.
Something, folks, the Messiah, the Christ, was not Christian. He did not teach Christianity. He did not encourage people to go out and evangelize. He encouraged people to go and spread the truth. The truth. All right. We went 300 years before the theologians, the academia, got a hold of the message and started putting their little game, word games into it and confusing everybody. There was a pretty good conversation going on Shake and Wake as I was sitting there waiting for the call to start. Sin. Guys, you get in there and look at that book, and the only sin in that book is deliberately doing what you know is wrong. Who tells you it's wrong? The Holy Spirit sitting in the throne room of your brain, guys. Come on. It's real simple. So don't ostracize. Don't come down on people because they don't believe the way you do. They don't profess to follow Muhammad or Christ or Krishna. You know, I don't care.
Well, nobody,
as long as
nobody,
I see you doing
nobody
right,
on,
I'm moving
nobody
forward.
On NLA, though. Nobody on NLA judges people. I mean, you look at, I'm a Christian. I bring forth that which I know and understand to be truth. And I know what my Bible tells me. You know, it tells me that go ye into the world and preach the gospel. That's a command. And I take that serious, and I do that. And also it tells me, you know, that faith comes from hearing and hearing from the Word of God. So in order for people to have faith, I believe, they have to have the Word of God. So that's why I put out the Word of God. And as a matter of fact, I appreciate you reminding me. I was so wrapped up in trying to put things together, and I was running late. I didn't read the words, so after I'm done with you, we'll read the word, and then we'll go to the next caller. But
cool.
In any event, however people believe, they can believe. You know, I spoke to people yesterday, Sunday, and hopefully they're on the call. They have a different way of looking at things. They've expressed that. And hey, God bless them. You know, you do what you got to do, and I'm going to do what I got to do, and the truth will eventually – look at people are going to become corrected as time goes on if they're true to themselves and looking for the truth. So if I do have the truth, then they'll find some correction. If they got something to correct me on, then I'll find correction if I'm truly looking for it. And things will get better. Look at the Jews. We have Jews amongst us. They don't believe that Christ is the Messiah, but they believe the Old Testament. They believe in Jehovah. Jehovah's God. We agree on that, and that's a place to build.
Absolutely.
And the Muslims believe the same thing, so we can build on that.
Absolutely.
Also with them. We
do
have
that.
Atheists amongst us that are willing to put up with us, and because they know the message we have is strong, and they know it's the only way, and they're willing to live with us.
I just want to adjust the call.
Amen.
We're not trying to offend anybody. I base, you know, at the top of the website, it says Shake and Wake Radio, where the truth is all that matters, and the truth will make you free. And I base what we put out and what we say on, in the Old Testament, he said, you shall worship no other gods but me, no false idols or false gods. And then when we fell into sin, and we believe he became man and paid the price for our sin, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. So we are just trying to get the truth out there, expose the Illuminati, vaccines, the fictional law system, everything anti-New World Order, New Age system, and so that people will seek the truth, but it's ultimately everybody's got free will. God gives us all free will. So if someone doesn't want to believe in God, that's their choice. I'm just I'm just giving my personal testimony, that's all. So I hope, you know,
take
it as offensive if, you know, that's all.
But by the
who
way,
is
you
the
know,
truth?
That
he
is,
said he was the truth and the way and the light. So that's why we say that. You know,
by the way,
that is the
message. That is the message of Shake and Wake Radio. It's not the message of NLA. It might be the message that I might have from different perspectives. On NLA, we focus in on what we're doing, where we're going, and how to get there, and we try to bring everybody together. And Shake and Wake, they expand to a different way. They're 24/7. They got all kinds of hosts bringing all kinds of things. And there's a lot of great stuff on there. There's some stuff I disagree with from time to time, but hey, if I agreed with everything that they said, there'd be something wrong with me, I think, because nobody agrees with other people completely 100%. So, you know, you get some great stuff, you get some things that you may not agree with, and then you'll get other people who will see the other way around and see the things that you disagree with, they agree with. So we're never all going to be on the same page. But what we're doing here at NLA, okay, this is our 3 hours, and then we have a Bible study, which is a whole different focus than the NLA focus, because we focus straight on Christ all day for the 3 hours we're on, and we take that very hardcore Christian focus and prescription. Here in NLA, we're trying to unite everybody, atheist, agnostic, Jew, Gentile, Muslim, I don't care what you are. as long as you have a desire to really bring out the truth and fix things and come with a sense of honor, a sense of justice, and a sense of mercy. As long as they're willing to do that, that's all we need, and we'll hold you to it. It's your job to hold everyone to those three principles. Once we lose principles, we'll then have to start to live by rules, and different rules. It'll be men's rules, and then we'll become them. You see, we must always live by principles, and that's why we set forth those three principles, which will guide every person. As long as they agree, they will guide us all, and they will keep us.
Yeah,
okay?
Once people really get out of those principles,
we have to get rid of them there. You have no choice.
Yeah, the 85% that everybody agrees on. And not be divided by the 15%, because the 85% we all agree on is stuff like that we all want to be free, we want a right to work and to live.
Is that a train coming by here somewhere? What is that?
That's a train.
A train.
Actually, it's Buffett making money.
I hear that train a coming.
Our focus, John. You know, the NLA is showing the light, shining the light, but our main focus is truth.
That's
where we all have to come together, is accepting that truth and either embracing it or changing your position, because the truth is the truth. You know, it will always be there.
Amen.
And that's what he shared. And that's why I like that 5,000-year leap. When Cleon started that out, he spoke on the people. There were a lot of signers, a lot of architects in the Constitution that weren't totally focused on the Bible. They were just focused on the truth.
There was a lot of them that wasn't, of course. You know, one of the great things is, you know, the greatest ones were focused on God and the Bible, but a lot of them were not, and they accepted them. That's why they were very careful, because they didn't want government to decide anybody's religion. You got to figure that out yourself. But that doesn't mean
you know what the New World Order is going to say? They're going to say, you worship Lucifer and go along with everything, or we kill you. So we ought to, you know, pretty much, you know, to you, the truth and the light, you just said, well, we believe, people that are Christian-minded, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light, and the law came down from God. So, you know, we're not trying to offend anybody, but, you know, what everybody has free will. So that's all I wanted to say. You know, I hope you didn't take it the wrong way.
What came in, by the way, was
we had played something in our last show about New Age deception and that it is of Satan. And we know the beast system is of Luciferian and Satan and everything. So we don't want young people or people to fall in the worship of Earth and the universe and all of this stuff, which is New Age philosophies that came from Madame Blavatsky. So that's what we were talking about, basically not falling into that deception, you know. And we got to agree.
We've spent 10 minutes on this subject. Look at everybody. It's all about
education.
Well,
because the caller called in and had something to say, and John and
I
both.
The caller's been on there for 10 minutes, and we got a lot of people on here, and we're getting into philosophical
discussions
here, which really is not the place. Look at. If somebody wants to believe in New Age, you can educate them. We're not kicking them off because they believe in New Age.
Absolutely not.
If you want to do that on your show, that's fine. But the thing is your show is set up to do those discussions on those things.
I do what I do so people won't be deceived.
But your show
has a different focus and a little different hardcore, different ways.
That's where you should go with that. You should go on those shows and discuss that.
Yeah, when we do the Saturday program,
the only reason I'm discussing it right now, is because a caller called up to mention it to John, and he obviously
Johnny called in, and he's been 10 minutes, and if we're not going to get through it, my job is to keep this thing moving, and if we're going to do 20 minutes on each person, we ain't going to get anything done. I'm just saying, very nice discussion. It's been over 10 minutes. We need to move on. That's all.
Johnny, do you have another subject? Matter of fact, why don't you hit the star 6 if you got another question? so we can go on, because we do have other people.
You know, we got a John. There's a guy. There's a guy in Orange County who didn't receive his book since May. So you need to look into that. He's in the queue. I don't know if
they're
going.
Well, I'll get his name.
Just remind me later, so we could take care of that. Okay.
Yeah. Someone mentioned something, and they were supposed to get me information. I didn't know who and where.
Right.
But in any event,
I wanted to mention it before I forgot it. Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
all right, let's move to the
next
caller.
I'm just trying to keep it moving, that's all. It's 3 hours, but it ends quickly.
All right, Johnny, if you want to come back in, you can hit star six. But before I move you out of there, what I want to do is what we forgot to do, and it's important, and that is to just read a little bit of God's word here. And we're in Proverbs chapter 2. And it is true, the truth is what we want. And we read in verse 1, "My son, If thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seek her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For Jehovah giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is the buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth his paths of judgment and preserveth the ways of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the forwardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked, they are forward in their path. To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth her with words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth, and forsaketh the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her path unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men, and keep the paths of the righteous. For the upright shall deliver in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it." And that was Proverbs chapter 2, 1 through 22. Okay, with that, we'll go back to our questions, and I apologize for not leading off with the word as we made it our normal process to start off our night. Okay, so Johnny, if you want to ask another question, just hit star 6 again, and we'll put you back into the queue. Meanwhile, we're going to 717-475. Before you start, you can tell us your state and your first name.
Pennsylvania, Jesse.
How you doing, Jesse from Pennsylvania? Pennsylvania, Jesse, 717-475. Go right ahead.
Well, on our weekly state call, we had a couple questions that came up, and I said that we should try to, you know, get back to you and see what your opinion is and what the stance of National Liberty Alliance in general. One is about state websites. To set those up, would that be a distraction from National Liberty Alliance?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I think it would be a distraction for a number of reasons. It gives an opportunity for others to come in at some point over time to try to take control of the minds of people throughout a state. It's going to be tough enough to maintain, an integrity even when there's one national group, and I'll give my word, I'll do the best I can, and I will start teaching people, and I have been teaching them. The day that you start getting marching orders from National Liberty Alliance is the day you should start leaving. Now, when I talk about marching orders, I'm talking really about how things work and in the sense of how you need to go about your business in your state and how you need to make decisions and all. We're teaching principles. That's all we're teaching. Now, we are teaching the process and the procedure to get into power. And once we get into power, all these other websites will not really be necessary, because if anything, they'll be a danger to you. The best thing for you to do is to be the people in your county at the grassroots and working with the counties next door to you when you need to, or the counties across your whole state when you need to, or all the counties in the United States when you need to. But generally speaking, it'll mostly be you and your counties doing the business of the people constantly all the time, keeping the principles. And we here at National Liberty Alliance will continue to feed people with knowledge. We'll continue the necessary schooling for people to be prepared in order to get into the system and become administrators. As other administrators leave, you'll need more administrators coming in. We'll be building administrators for years. And we'll also be here as a place where you can continue to grow your education. We'll continue to put great stuff up there, and that's why we say that one person from every state will be appointed by the state to keep an eye on us, to make sure that nobody, because look at what the enemy does is they try to take over. And they take over, they come in below, and they work their way to the top, they infiltrate, they become parasites, they start to make changes, and little by little, they lead us back to whatever it is that they want this this organization to do for them. And we can't allow that to happen. So we'll get a little more specific on some of the dangers as we start thinking about that, and lay it out and always be available for people to see it and to hear it and to know it, so that we will stay straight. But I do think, I really do believe, that if you start building websites for the states, first of all, that's an opportunity for someone to come in and take over, number one. Number two, it also starts to divide us. I think we need to come together from time to time, once we're all set up. We need to come together from time to time just to decide, is there a need to do something together state to state? Or is there a need to do something together county to county? And of course, there'll always be the need for teaching. And we're going to start other programs. We're going to start political programs that get into the political process without the politics, because the politics is the dirty part. There's a lot of clean stuff in the political process. We want to teach you about it. We want to show you how that works. And some people need to get involved in that part of the process, because we need good people choosing good people for office. We also need to get other campaigns going in education. We're considering to write a book for the schools. For certain grades. And we want to visit schools. We want to get a campaign for visiting schools. Make sure they get a civics program in there. Get the right civics program. That's why I think we have to get our civics program in there. We got to make sure we get back to the real basics, the truth, and not the lie. We need to do a campaign to get to every individual in the nation. We could do that through the committeemen, which connects the judicial with the political, but in a way where there's no politics. And we have ideas and ways to do that, too. So there's a lot of work to be done. But once we start to get into a state thing, then what happens? We divide, And once we divide ourselves, and, you get a leader, those guys in the national end, let me tell you what's going on. And then they start leading people in a different direction. We're state against state. So I can't prevent anyone from doing that, but I strongly, with all of my ability to try to convince people to stay away from that. That's what my suggestion is. But do your Facebook stuff. Get those kind of things going,
That's what I understood. I know I said
I'd like to just say one other thing.
Things on
Hold
Facebook,
on.
For advertisement, but that we didn't really want to have a state page. And when I talked with Hagen, a couple months ago, that's what we came to the conclusion was, but then there were some other states that had state pages, and then it was brought back up, and I said, well, we need to get a consensus here, because this is what I understand.
I think people need to be leading people to the national level, and I think we have to watch the national level like a hawk. That's what I think. But I will tell you one thing. I'll let you talk in a minute. I just want to get this one thing out that I kind of forgot. If anybody who's into the meetup group that we've got going, if they notice, there's no more email going out. People are talking out on the site, and I haven't been paying attention, and I hope others are paying attention. If there's something inappropriate out there, they need to get a hold of one of the organizers that can fix that and make it right. But the reason why I stopped that is because you can't control it. The enemy is too good at infiltrating and causing problems and havoc and arguments and wedging in situations, creating all kinds of problems, setting one person against another. And so that's why I decided to shut that down. And we may shut down the whole meetup group altogether, but right now we're going to leave it there and we'll see if it can benefit us. We need things to benefit us. And maybe, you know, when we start to get more of an income, maybe we can create more of that activity we would see on the meetup more here than over there. Because I think we really should be just in one place. And meetup does have a few things that are kind of nice that we don't have here. But we're going to work on it. When we can become equal in those areas that we think is necessary, then maybe we'll get rid of meetup altogether. But again, it's just an example of having something else going on and how we can start to set one against another. Unless you really control, and just think about that, you're going to have to find 50 righteous people, people who are, you know, really trustworthy and that have integrity and that you can trust. And so you got 50 potential places where things can go out of control. And I think one is enough.
Your group of people in the chat room is the nicest bunch. And people are really phenomenal over here, you know. People never argue in this chat room.
Well, there you go. You see, this is, and we're trying to do this by example. We're trying to be polite.
Everybody's
to each
other, being
polite
and respectful, just like we were to that caller who had a difference of opinion. And that's what's important, that we all be polite and respectful. And, you know, if somebody has a grievance, then we'll have to be quick about it and state the case and move on, you know, so.
Right.
But everything's cool on this end. You weren't talking about this end, were you?
No, not at all. No. I'm just saying that things are, you know, we have a meetup group that got out of control and shut the email down.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Because the enemy took advantage of the email, and I can't sit and read and watch all that stuff, and we had some other people, and they weren't paying attention, and it just causes problems. So, and we don't want to control anybody. We want to free people. But sometimes it may take a little while. Look, we're all, so to speak, somewhat immature from reality because we've been fed the lie so long, we've been trained to live as a slave so long, and now we got to pick up the pieces and we got to reconstruct ourselves and come to an understanding of truth and a better realization of what's really going on. And then you'll also step up with integrity. You know, they've ripped that out of our schools. And it's just not out there no more. And that's what we're here to do, is to bring it back. And it was what we're building was on principles. Principles. And once you get it and you realize and understand what I'm talking about, you'll realize there's no other way to go. But you'll have to have 50 people that are willing to build on principles, plus the national. And I think you'll have nothing but havoc. You'll have arguments. You'll have people pulling out. People out. And the enemy will be doing this. They'll take total control of that whole process. Total control. And there's no way I could see it being controlled. But anyway, back to you, Jesse.
The other question that I had, when I first got involved back in 2013, and that we were setting up the state coordinators, there's a two list, the people who signed up as county organizers and state coordinators,
right.
And then there's also people who just signed up for being potential jurists.
Right.
And on the state call, it came up that, we need to be contacting these people who signed up just to be jurists. And I said, well, wait a minute. I said, that list is supposed to be kept confidential, and those people only signed up to be potential jurists, and there was some difference of opinion there, and I just wanted to get that clarified, because my understanding is that list was supposed to be kept confidential and not shared with anyone.
Well, that's true. Let's look at all of those things, because we have made some changes here. Anybody who is not a state coordinator, okay, will not see the county list anymore. You see it because you're still a state coordinator. You're a state coordinator. But if someone is not a state coordinator and they go up to look at contacts and they click on, they highlight that button, and you usually used to see the state and the county, you don't see that no more. And we did away with that for a reason. Maybe later we'll bring it back, but the enemy has been utilizing that. They've been coming in and taking positions, and when they get a phone call from someone, they drive people away. A lot of people also that have become organizers, some of them have fallen asleep, and they've even forgot that they became organizers and what NLA is doing. They're not up to date. They don't have a clue. And people call them, and then they get discouraged, and they don't connect. So we're putting the responsibility into the state coordinator so that if someone wants to call up somebody to see about joining, they want to get to talk to somebody, they'll call state coordinators and not county organizers. And in that process, you know, the state coordinators are expected to be active. If we find a state coordinator that is not active, we're not even going to ask. We're going to remove them, okay, because they don't belong there. They need to be up to date. This is the NLA plan, is to be up to date, moving and helping us to grow and bringing integrity and, you know, working with us to do what we got to do to save this nation. Now the only people who can see the county organizers are the people who are in the state coordinators. Now the state coordinators should be calling every one of those county organizers. And if they're not on board as someone that's really organizing and focused and or at least doesn't renew that, then they need to be removed. But don't be so quick to remove people. You know, talk with them and rekindle them back into what we're doing. So that's because the state coordinators, their big responsibility is to work to discover an organizer, at least one organizer in every county. That's where the rubber meets the road. That's where we got to organize, right in there. And so that's your biggest job.
But those people
should be activated. They should be moved on. They should, and if they're not going to take that position, that you just ask them to remove themselves. Say, look,
John,
if you're not going to, yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I was removed as the state coordinator, and Jan was put in place. And those last two issues that I brought up were issues
yeah.
that he brought up in the opposite position of NLA. So that's why I'm trying to get
right.
things squared away
well,
here.
I think,
and
I
Jan
think
and Veronica are listed as the state coordinators for Pennsylvania.
Okay. What happened was when we went to look for the active people and we put out the call to active people, a lot of state coordinators didn't respond. We had other people responding, and so we put other people into the state coordinator's positioning. We then moved to have only one state coordinator. That became a problem, and now we moved back. If your name isn't there and you need to get back in, let me know. Anybody who was a state coordinator and wants to get back into that, I'll put you back in, and we don't need to get permission from anyone to do it because that's the way it was. But you got to be active. If you don't hear
the
call and you don't respond.
When it was brought up about being, you know, I believe you know, I'm 100% committed and I'm doing the best that I can with the time that I have available. But Jan was asking people to commit. You know, to be able to do things at a drop of a hat, and with a job that I'm working 10 hours a day and everything, I couldn't honestly say that I could do that. And,
right.
You know, I said that before I got involved with NLA, I researched it. I looked at the United States versus Williams case online, went down to my local law library, got a copy of it, read it, saw that it was the real deal. So I was on board because I knew, well, there's corruption within this country that needs to be corrected, because we're heading towards devastation if we don't get it turned around quickly. So, you know, I am committed, but I just can't make a blanket statement that I can, at a drop of a hat, you know, take off, you know what I mean?
Right.
So if Jan's able to do that, that's great. And, you know, I support people that are willing to be able to do that and have the resources and time to do it. I just want to make sure that we have a coherent message, and it does sound opposite what I heard prior, and I just wanted to be able to speak on the Monday night call to find out definitively what those answers were.
Okay, and where am I at that I need to respond now?
Well, you just did. You responded to both questions.
Okay.
Let me. Website and the jurist.
Yeah, let me build back up on this. We changed the thing on the jurist also now. Anybody who's joining is seeing something different than what you had seen a while back, because we realize we're not having people signed up to just to be the jurist. We'll use that as, in other words, what we discovered is that people were coming in and people weren't signing up because they weren't ready to commit to be a jurist. And we don't want that. We want people to become members and ultimately be potential jurists. They need to understand more that, yeah, we're going to call up the people and the members in the beginning first, and bear in mind, you don't have to serve if you don't want to. And that makes it a little more comfortable, and as people are around and learn, now they can come to start to discover their duty and start to change their mind and realize, well, wait a second, I should be more involved in this. You see, at first they don't know because they've been trained so well as slaves. So we did kind of change that. So people that are coming in are not put off as jurists. We gave that impression, and we shouldn't have given that impression. That was an error from our stand, but we did make that correction. So the members, though, there's nothing wrong with calling the people up, but only the state coordinators. You know, if you got a little team going and you say, okay, there's three of us, we're going to look at these phone numbers, we're going to make that there's that many phone numbers to call. Well, otherwise, it should be just the state coordinators only. But if you need more help because you got a lot many people in the state, then you can get a few people, sort of make a team, and let's see who we can activate. And give a call back and remind the people that they're a member here and that they joined for a reason. And are they willing, have they been following along? Sort of ask them questions to discover where they're at with NLA. Ask them if they're interested in getting more more involved. Maybe make mention to the point that we're in the federal courts now and we're very close to having a success, and we can really use the people to be more conscious of what we're doing. Can you make it to the next Monday night meeting? Could you make it to our next state meeting? You know, we need to do is activate the people that are with us. Get them moving. Yeah. A lot just of bumps on the log. Got to get them moving.
Just one last thing, and then I'll get off the phone here. I would rather, like, you know, I heard this before, and I don't know who said it, but I'd rather have 1% of 100 people's contribution than 100% of one person's contribution, because if that one person gets sick or falls away, then you lost the whole organization. But and then that's one thing that, you know, I just want to, I think is a good idea, is that whatever anybody can contribute, and as long as they're doing it out of goodwill and not being malicious, you know, we want to encourage people to get involved at any level that they can contribute and move forward. You know, I think we're pushing this, you know, 100% committed. You got to be able to, you know.
Well, let me respond to that, because there's a misunderstanding on that. Look, the state coordinators must give 100%. There's no getting away from it. But what does that really mean? Does that mean that you have to give every waking moment to us? No, absolutely not. Does it mean that you can't take 8 hours to work and so many hours for your family, and maybe you can only give an hour or two or three a week to us? Well, maybe that's what it means. The point is this. This is the point. The state coordinators are responsible to get certain jobs done. Okay, and those jobs need to be done. Now, they can't do all the work. They need to be meeting out the work to other people. You know, they got to get volunteers. If you don't get a volunteer, say, hey, Joe, I got this thing I need to get done. I'd like for you to do it. Hey, Mary, you know, I know you're pretty good with this, and we need to get this done. Can you please take care of this and have it done by Wednesday? Now, that's the kind of thing that the state coordinator has to be involved with. He's got to give when we say give 100%, it means when there is a state coordinator meeting, be there. Don't not be there. Now, if you're traveling, if something's up, and your anniversary or something, and you know you just can't be there, well, that's why there's more than one state coordinator. And then the lead state coordinator needs to get back on track. When they get back and finished, they need to go back and listen to what was spoken about at the meeting. They need to talk with the state coordinators that made it to the meeting. They need to be brought up to par. They need to see, well, what new work came out that needs to be applied to other people, so on and so on and so forth. You see, that's the responsibility, and that's the 100%. When a job needs to get done, it needs to get done by a certain time. And when if it's not done by a certain time, everybody's sitting waiting for you now, because the job's not done and no states can move forward, because we got 5 states who haven't done the job because I don't know why. You see, that's what we're talking about when we say 100%. So, but other than that, we're not asking for 100% of your time. That's not possible. Very few people. There are some of us that are retired and stuff that can do that maybe, but we can't require that. And I agree. If we can get 1 to 5% of everyone's time collectively, we'd be mega. You know what I mean? Forget about
it. Yeah, I agree with that.
So I agree with you that point.
Well, thank you, John. I don't want to take up any more time. I just appreciate your,
but I do want to
your
just
Monday night call and what we're doing.
I just want to make one more point here about state coordinators. Anybody who was a state coordinator and has been removed from a state coordinator is only because they haven't been speaking up. They did not respond to the call. We put out a call a month ago or so, and they didn't respond. So we worked with the people that responded. So anybody who wants to get back that was a state coordinator, hey, just let me know and we'll take care of business and take care of things in your state and let's get working. But being a state coordinator isn't that important, though, as everybody should know at this point, because really everybody is participating. And starting next Monday, we want every single person who's hearing us to participate in some way or another to get this word out and to be relentless for the next month or 2 months or whatever it takes. We've got to be relentless. So, okay?
Thank you, John.
Thanks, Jesse. Okay, next caller. Donna, go right ahead.
Hi, this is
Hi.
Donna from Maryland.
Yes. How you doing, Donna?
I'm good. I'm glad that call happened before me because I have a problem with the state coordinator thing. I was removed as a state coordinator for Delaware.
Yeah,
and that
I was supposed to talk with you, and I apologize.
I called you 5 times Friday.
Yeah, a lot of people call me more than 5 times on Friday or Saturday, whatever it was. I was pulled away, and I just couldn't. I had personal stuff I just had to take care of. I tried to catch up with who I could. You're one of the people I wanted to catch up with, and there was maybe two other people particularly I wanted to catch up with. Yeah, well, the reason why we did that is because we got somebody in Delaware, and if you want to work with Delaware, by all means, work with Delaware, but I know you're pretty much in Maryland, and I think there's some work that needs to be done in Maryland. But I don't have a problem leaving you in there to work with them. We do have a group of people we're putting together now that's going to be going to work with other states, especially the states that aren't growing very quickly, so we can help them grow quicker. And so if you want to do that with Delaware, we can place you back in as a coordinator, but we want the person who's in the state to take control of the lead, and then you can assist them and teach them in any way that you've learned so far. And that's what I wanted to get to talk to you about and see if you wanted me to do that. You then would be a coordinator in both states, but you'd probably be putting most of your work to train because you've been there for a little while on the state that you don't live in.
Okay. It's still confusing because I was doing, like, everything in Delaware that you had asked
yes.
us to do, and the woman that's there now was the one who was there before that didn't step up when you asked who was going to take
right.
Delaware.
I understand that, but now she's willing to do that, and we want to get the people in the state to step up for themselves because they have to be from their own states. But we do need people like you that are willing to go into another state to assist the state to get them on their feet. As a matter of fact, this is extremely important to realize, and the states that are moving slow, we're going to try to train them on how to get things going. I mean, goodness, when we moved into Texas, let's take or all the states, really. But I remember Texas, we had 3 people in Texas. What a huge state. And we had 3 people. California was the same thing. But all of a sudden, you turn around, and you got 100, 200, 300 people. Where did these people come from? Well, I'll tell you where they came from. What happened is I got a state coordinator that became active and started calling meetings. That's to begin with. Okay, that's the first part of it. And they started to stimulate action in their state. I can't stimulate it from New York, but you can from your state. And so that's what we have to train the state coordinators. Call a meeting. Only one person shows up. That's fine. That's a successful meeting. One person showed up plus you. That's 2. Next time it'll be 3. Eventually it'll be 5. Before you know it, you'll have 50. Now, you won't have those kind of numbers of people coming to the meeting, but your numbers will grow that way. Most people, you know, don't come to the meetings. You know how it goes. You go to Tea Party meetings, I'm sure. You got your own meetings. You know, we have hundreds of people in our group, and whenever we call a meeting, we have 20 or so people that come. They're the active people. The other people come from time to time, and when you need the big numbers, they usually show up, a good deal of them do, but they don't come to the regular meetings. But you know who all the active people are, and that's the people that count, because those people, activity, when they're active, will breed more activity. Activity makes activity, so you'll grow by all those active people being active. And that's
okay,
what we need to teach those other people.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I mean, removing me from Delaware was like handled really poorly, because I was not called or emailed or anything before it was done. I found out by accident on the other call.
Right.
And,
I apologize. That's my fault.
But there were two people that I found out also by accident who knew before me, and it was implied by somebody on your team that it was because I did something wrong. So that's why
I'm not aware. I'm not aware of you doing anything wrong,
right.
And that's
well,
my fault for not contacting you. But
that,
that was why
I was removed. So I just want
to know.
Didn't you talk to her? Wasn't she on a call and you said I'm going to move you because we got somebody else that wants it? I was on that call when
Was on Friday private call. Well, a semi-private call, yeah. And I wanted to get back to you, and that's where I failed. I had just removed you either that day or the day before, and I did want to talk with you, and I told you I wanted to talk with you, and I just never got to it because something came up for me, and the weekend just got blown away. So that's my fault.
Know,
I apologize.
And there's 2 weeks that I was a coordinator. I mean, I got the P.O. box. I did the seal. I sent the copies in. I mean, I worked it, you know. And instead of making me, you know, making this other person co-coordinator, I was just bumped out completely. And you know, I spoke to the people in Maryland, and they were like, well, you know, so what? I mean, you can just help us in Maryland. But, you know, I'm unemployed right now, and that's not a secret. So I have a lot of time. So I told the people in Maryland, well, I can do both. But nobody seemed to want to keep me in Delaware. So you're saying something different.
Well, I think I'm going to talk with the leader in Delaware, and as long as she's moving along and if she can use your help, hey, then I'd like to see that. We have to get her to agree, of course. I don't see why she wouldn't.
Yeah, I haven't spoken with her yet. So.
Yeah, we'll find out. Again, I got to catch up, and I apologize, but we will talk with her, and I'd like to see the help there to stay for a while and help her out if that's what's needed, because we got to get it going. We do have a team, like I said, that we're putting together now to work with the states that don't have many members, and especially those who have state coordinators.
I volunteered for that with two different people on that team, and they haven't gotten back with me. So I don't know. I just have a feeling like I'm not getting much communication.
Well, again, I apologize. It just started a few days ago, though. Remember, you know, I think it was Thursday or Friday when all this started to come to be, and I just dropped the ball because some personal things came up for me. So.
Why don't we try
to do a call tomorrow, you know, evening with the new person in Delaware and you.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see what we could do because, you know, we need to build her up.
Okay.
Sure. And then if you want to be on both states for a while, we can leave you on both states for a while, and then when they're really pumping, then we can, you know, we'll pull you out of the one and just stay with your Maryland. You know, you're in Maryland, so stay with Maryland. And Maryland needs help. I know that we've got a couple of leaders there. I think we can have much more involvement in Maryland. So we really got to start stimulating there. And there's a few other states the same way. You know, we've got people there, but they're not being stimulated, you know?
Yeah, well, I had felt kind of ineffective in Maryland. That was one of the reasons why I wanted to do a different state.
Okay. Well, let's talk tomorrow.
How do you want to do the call tomorrow? Like, who called who?
Well, call me. You know, I have been away the last couple of days. It's been real difficult. Today I've been trying to play catch-up, but I should be, you know, tomorrow give me a call. I'll see if you called me. You're on Skype, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so when I see your name, if I missed you and I see your name, I'll call you back as soon as I get back to the computer. So I'll check my Skype messages. But let's say tomorrow afternoon sometime, because my wife has an appointment tomorrow morning that I got to take her to, and I should be back by 1 o'clock or something. Okay?
All right. Did you want to make this other person aware of it on the call now, or?
Well, if she's here, she's hearing it. I'm trying to look for her name. Hold on a minute. And definitely we'll give her a call. Maybe you can give her a call while I'm on the line here, because I can't leave now. But let me see if I can find her. Hang on, Delaware. I want to back up to the D's here. Okay, Delaware. Let's see. Goodness, I don't even have a name on this list yet. I have William in Delaware, too. Do you know William, by the way?
I've spoken to him. Yeah, he's a jurist.
Okay, well, he says he's supposed to be active now. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Let's talk tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't put her name on the list. You see, this is all just happening, and then I lost the weekend. You know, so I'm behind the eight ball on this one.
Okay. Now, when I call you on Skype, do I just call you? Do I just dial your number?
No, just click on my name and hit the little phone. It'll dial me off of Skype automatically.
Okay, because I think I tried to find you by name before and I didn't find you. But
yeah, it's just John Duresh in New York. You know, just put that in if you're not. But other than that, it's okay. You can call me by phone. I'll get you, because I know I've got your name in there, even on the phone number.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. California, what's your first name? You got the mic.
Hey, this is California Donna.
Donna from California. Okay. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering if anybody has a copy of a good letter so I could send it off to the local news.
Yeah, we're going to be working on that this week, and we'll be sending out emails concerning that as soon as we develop those things, and we're going to be talking about that at our next Monday meeting. We're going to really unfold. Hopefully we'll have everything ready by then, and we'll have the papers being filed on or before that Monday, and once that happens, that's when we hit the news. We don't want to hit the news until the paper's ready, though, because the whole thing's going to be all about the paper. To get people to go read this paper, because then they'll understand what's going on.
Well, someone mentioned that they had a letter that they sent in to the newspapers to get people interested in joining.
Yeah, I'm not aware of it, so I don't know.
I think it was Sheila or
I don't know, but if they're here, maybe they'll hit the star six and come on and tell us about it when it's their turn. So
hey,
I'm
the
aware.
Last caller, Donna from
Maryland,
Delaware,
and Delaware. Yeah.
Whoever did that to her needs to take a back seat, because that was bad.
Right. Well, just that she was overseeing a state she doesn't live in, and we had someone step up, we want to give it back to them. And I wanted to find out whether she wanted to stay working in that state, but we need a new leader. Since the person lives in that state, she's got to be the leader. You know, we want people living in the state as far as the leaders. Anybody can help in other states, and we welcome that, and we'll give them a leadership role, understanding they're helping to build the leadership that's in there and help them build a membership in their state is what they need to be doing. But once that's done, we expect them to go work in their own state, or maybe work in another state if they want to help others. You know, until we develop, we got about 12 or 15 states that are reasonably weak, and we need to help build them up. And we'll be focusing in on that, by the way, in the next week too. Okay.
Okay, so Monday night you're going to talk about the letter to send out to newspapers.
That's what we're hoping to do, yes, as long as we're ready for that. There's a lot of work to be done between now and then, but yes, we're going to have something hopefully moving. It all depends on filing in the courts, though, because we don't want to start moving this campaign until we get filing in the courts.
Well, I got your email, and I sent you the information. Again, I've been sending my information, I think it was five times now.
Okay, and you went through the form, right? Form on online?
Well, the email you sent me was other states. In California, I already put in my information.
Right. Well, California seems pretty well developed. You got a lot of people involved. So you guys are doing pretty good out there.
I mean, you got counties
that don't have leaders in them yet, but we all have counties that don't have leaders in them. But California moving very, very quickly. Texas is moving very quickly. Florida, New York, and numerous other states. They're moving very quickly. Colorado is moving pretty good. We've got a lot of states that are moving very quickly. But we have to help the states that are behind the eight ball.
Well, the only thing I need help with in Amador County is all the people that were listed as organizers or whatever. You can't get a hold of them, and they're no longer in. So I guess I was the chosen one for Amador County, but there's nobody else.
Right, well, there are counties. There are some counties that only have one or two people. There's some counties that have 5 or 10 people, and we got to build up membership in all of them.
Yeah, so that's why I was wanting a copy of a letter to do it as soon as possible to get as many interested as quickly as possible.
Right. Well, work with the other leaders in the state and keep working on it. And the big thing is go visit Liberty groups. That's how you're going to build your membership quickly, because you see the people in the Liberty groups, as soon as they see what we're doing and understand it, the most of them come in.
Yeah,
because they're already primed for
Facebook.
Our message.
I'm hooked up with a lot of them on Facebook.
Okay. All right. Well, let me move to the next caller. Anything else before I move?
Oh no, thank you.
Okay, Donna, thank you very much. Okay, the next caller, 860-329. What is your first name? What is your state and your first name? 860.
Connecticut John.
Connecticut John. Okay, thank you. Connecticut John. How you doing?
Just a little tidbit. If your emails are going into the spam, they have to adjust their spam filter. And if they accept it and take it out of spam and say it's not spam, that should get rid of any of the issues losing emails.
Right. Yeah, I have a button on mine that, it tells it to ignore everything and just obey this one rule, and you give it the new rule,
to
go where you want
to
go.
Yeah, a couple of times. And not to jump back on it, but National Liberty Alliance, it says it right in the three words. It's National Alliance, and it's we're going for liberty. So anybody that thinks that we should have different states, that's what we got now. We got a mess with 50 states that each one has their own form of government, and it's just
the
weak legs always end up changing the rules and the regulations, and that's what put us into the mess.
Right.
So,
yeah, that's why this whole thing, everything we're doing, must never rely on rules and regulations. This must always rely on one thing and one thing only. It's called principles. And that's what we're trying to establish, because we could all agree on the principles, because the principles are obvious. And if we're all operating on those principles, we don't need rules and regulations. Once we get into rules and regulations and groups and different things, we're just opening it up, a can of worms, back to where we started from. We got to get away from that. So
that's all I want. I just want to put that in there. More support than questions, and that's what the whole group needs is good support and understand that one website, nothing gets screwed up.
Yep, and everybody's watching like a hawk. Look it. I'll repeat it over and over again. When we get to that point, once we get in and you start to get orders from National Liberty Alliance, it's time to leave us. Okay?
Right.
Because we shouldn't be once your state is look it. You got to listen to what we're talking about now, because we know the procedures, the process, we got a plan, we're unified. Either we're unified or we're not. If 25 people have 25 different plans, we're not unified.
Hold on.
So we got the plan. We got everything ready. Let's get it. We have we have in mind to put you in power in your state, in your county, because that's what we need. We need you there controlling things. And that's what these, and we have to do it with humility, and we have to do it under principles. And if you're doing it under humility and principles, and you're doing the right thing, you'll know what the right thing is. Once you get in there, you start to see, you'll know exactly what to do. Trust me, because you're going to be operating under principles. It's very simple. You're fixing wrongdoings. Anybody can see when wrongdoings are being taken place, when someone is injured, anybody can see that. And you're going to be there to fix that. And that's what our job is going to be. And at that point, if you start to get all these orders coming down from the national level, cut us off because we went astray. It's that simple.
Right.
That's why we want one person from every state that can always be watching everything and confirm the fact we're still in good shape. We haven't been taken over.
Unified. It has to stay unified.
Has to be unified, yes. And we can't get 50 different groups going 50 different directions. We'll destroy ourselves.
It's like two parents telling a kid two different things. The kid's never going to understand what he's supposed to do. So
that's right.
To do it with 50, you got 50 messages.
Absolutely. We need 3,133 counties all working on principles. And then we're in great shape. We'll always be on the same page. We'll differ a little here and there, but we'll all be on the same page. Always.
100%. That's my two cents for tonight. But
okay. Thank you, John.
That's my belief and support. So
appreciate it. Talk to you later, John.
Also.
Okay, 718-808, your state and your first name, please.
Yeah, hi, John. Hi, everybody. Hi. This is Sarah from South Florida.
Hi, Florida Sarah. Go right ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to ask any update on the RICO filings with the United States District Court.
RICO filings. You're talking about the papers we're putting together now?
Yeah, many of us sent affidavits and...
Oh, for that. Yeah, that we've collected a lot of affidavits, which we'll be hopefully using in some things we're doing. We got affidavits in support of that's really not in support, but revealing the wrongdoing concerning grand juries and trial juries, and those are the most important ones for us. We're going to be utilizing that as our base of operation from the standpoint that, you know, these are affidavits. People swore that this is what's going on, and now we can do something about it from our perspective. That's good. We're going to be working those things soon, but we have other things that are taking precedence. This paper we're working on now is the first one, and after that we have two more papers we're going to be doing, and that's where those affidavits are going to come into play, a lot of them anyway. And then we're going to do another one, and well, maybe actually the next two, all those affidavits will come into play. But again, remember, we got to act off of facts, and that's why I asked for the affidavits. I want people to tell me the facts. I want to be able to look at them and share them with other people and be able to write papers that are honest and to the point. And they're not going to say we won't made them up, because we have sworn affidavits, and a sworn affidavit is prima facie in any court in the United States.
Correct.
Any court of justice, let's put it that way.
It's also the main thing that's required for any grand jury.
Right. We want people to be sworn in, absolutely.
And
so these were all important. We'll be utilizing them soon.
Okay. So. I just wanted to say also, like,
and by the way, while we're on the affidavits, I'm sorry, excuse me a minute, but while we're on the affidavits, we are not going to file any affidavits with any of the papers we file. That just stays in our files. That's personal. That's private. It doesn't belong to anyone else at this point to look at. But if we start on prosecutions, then we would share what's necessary with the prosecutor. We wouldn't necessarily have to share the affidavits, but we can share the information in those affidavits. And if it's necessary, we'll share the affidavit. But generally speaking, we just want to be able to... we don't want them to be able to say, well, prove that. Where'd you get that from? Okay, well, right here. Sworn affidavit.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, there's other actions that are happening. So... we'll be adding on updated affidavits to the original ones.
Okay.
Okay. The other thing that I wanted to bring up is I think it's very important to keep Terry Trussell very much in the forefront amongst the nationals, because he's being hit with all the pressure for standing up as a jury foreman and doing the right thing with the common law grand jury that he swore in Florida. So,
although that's one of the two cases we're talking about.
Yeah. So it's very important to keep that in the national call so that people keep it in the front burner, because he's being put under a lot of pressure. I listened to his interview that's pasted on the breaking news section tonight, and he says that he has gotten threats, personal threats, against his property to retaliate against him. So right. I think it's very important to keep him on the front national burner so that people realize we're keeping an eye on him.
Right. I agree. Okay, yeah, we're going to be focusing in on that case soon. And anytime they want to talk about it, of course, they're welcome. Roger, Hagen, Terry, any of them want to come up and talk and give us some updates at any time. We're available. Just let me know. We'll do it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Sarah. Okay, our next caller is 845, New York number, 987. What's your first name from New York?
No, Kevin.
How you doing? Kevin from New York. Go right ahead.
How are you, John? Hey, John, back
good.
In May, I ordered 200 Juris books, and I haven't received them yet.
I heard that someone named Kevin in New York, but I didn't know who. I didn't have a last name or anything. Let me see. When did you do it? In May?
In May. You know, to trade
right,
wins.
Let me look back and see if they
blah,
went
blah.
Out. Let me look back, see if they went out. We'll see if we could trace them if they went out. But in any event, you know, I can just send you out 200, and if those other 200 show up, then, you know, we'll deal with it then. But let me see what's going on. Hang on 1 minute. Can you give me your email?
Dad with all the cool stuff at Hotmail.
Huh?
Dad with all the cool stuff at Hotmail.
Hotmail. And that's what you signed up with?
Yep.
That's how I'll find your information. Okay.
Yep.
Hotmail. All right. I'll try to get in hold of you tomorrow. I'll try to call
all right.
you.
All right.
Okay?
Right. I'm John, and I know you know me because I've been with you since oh my God, 4 or 5 years now. I've been to every.
Yeah, what
every
county? You're in Orange?
Yeah. I had the family was in the printing business. We were trying to look into getting these things printed cheaper for you. Remember when I met you?
Right.
Or something.
All right. Well, look, if we can meet somewhere to get it to you quicker because you're not too far, we may be able to do something like that, or I could drop it in the mail. One way or the other, we'll get something done in the next 24 hours.
Okay.
We'll either find them that they're lost at the post office somewhere, and you can go pick them up somewhere, or we can meet on the road, or I can drop it in the mail again.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
you know, let me check to make sure it went out. So
right, if they haven't gone out, and to save National Liberty Alliance some dough, then I don't mind traveling. I'll burn up some gas.
Yeah, whatever. We'll work something out. I'll call you tomorrow once I know what's going on, and you know, if they didn't go out, it's because somehow you didn't get on the list, and I don't know how that. But well, we had a lot of stuff and a lot of people. We've sent out quite a few orders since, so
it's an enormous undertaking, and only with God are we going to be able to do it. So,
you know, amen.
Yep. All right.
All right, Kevin. Anything else?
No, that's it. That's it. Godspeed, John.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Okay, Joe from California, go right ahead. Maybe we can put California Joe instead, but Joe from California.
Right. John, do you know about the story of the Sword of Damocles?
Nope, but you're going to tell me.
Okay, that's a Roman guy who was the king, and he had people that were jealous. So he let the jealous ones be in his shoes for a while, and what they found out was there was a sword held above them on a very thin string. So it's a dangerous job. And so when I got fired as state coroner, I thought, cool, no more sword of Democles. However, blaming me for being fired doesn't set well when the accusations are false. And I understand that it's not deception. It's not willful deception. It's just, you know, in the mediums of communications, there's problems associated with, you know, when you start having new meetings and some people don't get invited. So I wasn't invited. So that's why I got fired as state coordinator.
Well, again, I understand that was quite some time ago and we had a problem back in those days and it wasn't necessarily you and we fixed that problem. So I'm not aware of you being or not being state coordinator at this moment.
Well, I'm not. And the old...
Well, do you want that sword above you again or, you know, hey?
No, it doesn't matter to me. That's why I started with the sword of Democles. But but the real thing that I have has to do with... again, the whole Constitution thing, and the last time I tried to talk to you about it, you said that the Constitution as it was assigned originally in 1787 was changed before
well,
it was
ratified. Well, they had to have been, and one of the big things that really governed the Constitution and protected a lot of the problems was the Bill of Rights or the Bill of Prohibition, because... You know, when it lays out, Congress shall make no law, and pretty much everything in there, Congress shall make no law. And so any of the places that where they could make law that they think, we can enslave the people, well, they lost it because the Bill of Prohibition prevents that. Although, as people, if you don't know by now, you need to know, and the Bill of Rights has been struck out. It's no longer available to the people in the courts. They may give you some rights... civil rights that sound similar to them at their discretion if they want to, but clearly in a case that's a problem for them, they're not going to give that to you. Occasionally they'll throw us a few bones. And the Constitution for the United States of America is now null and void. It no longer exists. It is not applied in any courtroom in America, but they don't want anyone to know about it. And that's what you need to know and realize. So when people go into courts to fight a battle, you're not going to win on the Constitution. You're not going to win on the Bill of Rights. You're not going to win on standing. If you're arguing standing, you're in the wrong court to begin with. So there's no sense in arguing standing. You're better off arguing the real point, which is jurisdiction. And the only way you may get justice, and justice is usually by being thrown out of their courts, especially if they're chasing you, the only way you're going to get justice is if you put them in a position where they see you're putting their flesh on the line, and you're putting way too much stuff in there that's dangerous for them to have in their court case, and they want it to go away. And that's about the only way you're going to win a court case. I've discovered that. It took me 5-6 years to discover that, but that's the facts. When the lawyer tells you, and any lawyer will tell you this, common law has been abrogated, and every judge will tell you the same thing. I remember arguing with a judge in court one day, and he told me I couldn't represent my wife. And I told him, well, I'm her next friend, not to mention I'm her husband. Well, you can't do it. And I said, excuse me. And I showed him the court cases, United States Supreme Court. He says, well, no, you can't do it in my court. I said, well, okay, then you're overruling the United States Supreme Court. He said, oh, no, I'm not overruling them. I'm just making my decision. I said, yeah, exactly. You're overruling them. We had this argument back and forth until I realized that maybe we should move to another subject. But the point is, you see, he doesn't have to obey the United States Supreme Court anymore. He doesn't have to obey the Constitution. It's no longer the law of the land. He doesn't have to give you any of your unalienable rights because he don't think you have any. And he has a job to do, and that is to apply his form of justice, which is no justice at all. And it's all about balancing the books. It's all about money, and that's all it's about. And we need to realize this, and that's the facts, and I'm sorry to tell you. Now, all of this that they've done is very interesting. They could not use the Constitution to violate the Constitution. They couldn't find any flaws in it. They found words, and what they have is they dumbed us down, and they'll use words and play games with the words, but stop with the words and come above it, because there's lots of other stuff that helps you to interpret the words in this particular line or the words in that particular line. And that's where I found the power of what's going on in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence, because all three are founding documents, and they all play the same equal role together. And so everything they'd done was illegal, or shall I say unlawful, and we can fix it and take it back, and that's why we're going to shine a light on them, because the people don't know yet that they don't have a constitution anymore. The people don't know yet that they've been enslaved and that they don't have a Bill of Rights no more. They just don't know.
Okay, well, still, that, you know, and talking to you, I just want to make sure you understand that when you say a lot of the things you say, it's as if you're trying to inform me of things that I don't know. And
oh, yeah, I know you're aware of it.
Okay, but there's something you're not aware of, and you keep repeating the same mistake. Now, last time you had asked me if I read the Anti-Federalist Papers, and I have, and I can quote right now all the quotes. I have them lined up right here for you. But I think probably the better way to do this is to first go into the guy that's behind the Bill of Rights, accredited to it, which is George Mason, right?
Right, him and Jefferson. Jefferson pushed, but yeah, George Mason is the guy.
Okay, and George Mason was at the secret meetings, and they were secret meetings. I remember you saying that if some people think that this was done in a dark place, that they are poisoned, and they are poison, and so that directs poison and false accusations upon me. And all I'm doing
you
is
you're talking about the convention?
The convention.
That was a secret meeting, yes.
It was a secret meeting, and I can agree. Quote right now Luther Martin. He was right.
I agree with you, but the papers were not secret. They were out and being published, especially the Anti-Federalist Papers. Everything was being published. It was in the open, anybody to read, and that's what it was all about. But go ahead.
But
you are right. That was a secret meeting, and that was the biggest complaint. Look at the Federalist Papers. They were fit to be tied, these people, because they knew the enemy was there, and their whole plan was to create a constitution to give people false hope in keeping the power of the states with also a federal government. But the whole thing was set up in such a way as to make the states disappear and to have just one strong federal government. And they've done that anyway since then. But nothing was ever done lawful. They violated the law in every place to get to that place where they are today. And that's why we still have some clout, because they don't want the people to see that.
Okay, the thing that I'm trying to get to here, and I'm in agreement with what you just said, is that there is a principle at work when you have something that's called a federation or called a confederation. And I'm going to read something after I read from George Mason at the ratifying conventions. And he was at the convention, at the secret meetings, and he did not sign the Constitution. He is the one behind the Bill of Rights. And he says, ratifying Virginia, ratifying conventions, June 04, 1788. Mr. Chairman, whether the Constitution be good or bad, the present clause clearly discovers that it is a national government and no longer a confederation. I mean that clause which gives the first hint of the general government laying direct taxes. The assumption of this power of laying direct taxes does of itself entirely change the confederation of the states into one consolidated government. The power being at discretion, unconfined, and without any kind of control, must carry everything before it. Next, if I go to a book, and it's called Reclaiming the American Revolution, and this was when Madison finally realized what he had done wrong with the Constitution, and he got on the same side as Thomas Jefferson with this new party that was coming out, was called Republican Democrats or Democrat Republicans, and they signed Virginia and Kentucky resolutions. And this guy wrote this book about that, says, second, federalism, and this was another thing about federalism, but it has to do with taxes directly. Second, federalism permits the states to operate as laboratories of democracy to experiment with various policies and programs. For example, if Tennessee wanted to provide a state-run health care system for its citizens, the other 49 states could observe the effects of this venture on Tennessee's economy and the quality and care provided and their overall cost to the health care. If the plan proved to be efficacious, other states could choose to emulate it or adopt it, taking into account any problems surfacing in Tennessee. If the plan proved to be a disastrous intervention, the other 49 could decide to leave the provision of medical care to the private sector. With national plans and programs, the national officials simply roll the dice for all 284 million people of the United States and hope they get things right. Experimentation and policy.
Okay, well, okay. Let's digest some of the stuff you're talking about before we go too far, because we're going to lose each other and we're going to lose people. Let's stay focused. One of the big points you were talking about is direct taxes, and that has been taken care of. Direct taxes are illegal. States can apply them, but only by head, which means they got to be equally applied across the board, and that creates a problem because there are poor people and rich people, so it really is no tax at all, and that kind of just poo-pooed it. But on the federal government, they can't apply direct taxes in any way, and the United States Supreme Court made it clear that the Constitution is absolutely crystal clear that a direct tax cannot be applied upon the people. You can apply those kind of things on a corporation, and they do. Now, what they've done is they played word magic to call us persons and create the word person to make person in Title 26 a corporation. And that's just a word game of fraud. But one other thing, and so that problem doesn't exist. We don't have a problem with direct taxes because it was repaired. The other thing is on the making these states democratic laboratories or laboratories for democracy or however you put it, well, that was fixed by Article 4, Section 4. The United States shall guarantee to every state a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. And on application of the legislature of the executive, when the legislator cannot be convened against domestic violence. So it must take care of that business. Now, another big problem that was had, and I know the guy Brutus had brought it up, and he was talking, and that was in the Anti-Federalist Papers, and he was talking about Article 6 being a problem, so it seemed, but that got repaired, of course, again also, where Article 6 of the Constitution in paragraph 2 says, the Constitution and the laws of the United States shall be made in pursuant thereof, and all the treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby, anything in the Constitution or the laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. Now, that was a problem as it stood on its own. Nothing has changed in that. It still remained the same. And as you pointed out, Madison, who knew a lot about the problems and was arguing against the problems, and he was the guy that made sure the Bill of Rights got in, and that became the protector and changed everything, because that is governed by the Bill of Rights. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Congress shall make no law forbidding the free exercise thereof or abridge the freedoms of the speech, press, or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for the redress of grievances. They shall make no law, and well regarded the regulated militia being necessary for the security of the state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And then on the legislative side, they said that in order for an army to continue, they have to come up and renew for monies to pay for that army every 2 years. And they knew the people would not put up with it. Okay? Unfortunately, they enslaved us. We got constant armies all the time, constantly all over the world. Why? Because they've convinced us we need to be at war half the time. We're always in danger. And we got 600,000 foreign troops on American soil. Nobody even talks about that, okay? And that's where our problems are today. But they didn't derive from this book, okay? Because this book, I tore this book apart, and I'm still tearing it apart. And I'm telling you, they did an amazing job. And all in all, wherever it ended, with this book putting together the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution as the three documents that created this nation, I am a happy, happy camper. And Madison and Jefferson, because Jefferson had his hand in this too, they did a magnificent job. on a Bill of Rights, and through the Bill of Rights, they fixed all the little problems that were out there, and they weren't little, they were big, but he prevented them from happening. And that empowered Article 6 in such a way that it really is a great protector. I use it all the time because every time I go into court, judge, you have to obey the supreme law of the land. That's the law right here. This is the supremacy clause. And you can give them a copy. You could read it to them. And then from there, you go right into what your unalienable rights are. That's the law of the land. Now, that's what they don't want on paper. That's what they don't want in their files. That's what they don't want the people in the courtroom to hear. That's what they're frightened of. And what are we going to do? We're going to yell it from the housetops. If the people listening to this program, whether they're live or on the Memorex side of things, if you want your nation back, then that's what we're going to do. If you don't want your nation back, then we're not going to do it. We need to get the word out, and we're going to do that in the next week. That's what we're doing.
Okay, well, my response is does the truth matter? Because I'm trying to get to a specific point here, but I'm having a little difficulty to it.
Can you get to the point and then work backwards, or it can't be made that way?
Okay, the point is...
I mean, sometimes that's hard, but go ahead.
The point is that there was an 11th article, and have you read it to the Bill of Rights?
No, I haven't.
It says, the judicial power of the United States shall not be construed to extend to any suit in law or equity, commenced or prosecuted against one of the United States by citizens of another state, or by citizens or subjects of any foreign state. And that goes directly to what you keep offering.
Say this, read that one more time, and read it just a little bit slower, but read that one more time.
The judicial power of the United States shall not be construed to extend to any suit in law or equity, commenced or prosecuted against one of the United States by citizens of another state, or by citizens or subjects of any foreign state.
Okay. That was removed from the Bill of Rights, you say.
Well, it's in my copy of Secret Proceedings and Debates of the Convention Assembled in Philadelphia.
You do know that was added later on in maybe different language, but it's in there in one of the amendments, and that originally what the opposition of that was written in Article 1, which speaks about what happens when – not Article 1, I'm sorry, Article 3 – when it talks about someone suing from one state to another state, and that the federal federal would have control over that. Now, an amendment changed that back to the states, but I'll tell you what, that becomes a problem, I think, and I'd have to really – I haven't thought that out far, but I have thought it out to at least a certain degree, and at this point I rest in the fact that the federal government should have – the federal court should have control over two people in two different states in a lawsuit. And I may be wrong on that, so I'm not really – I haven't finished my studies and thoughts on that. But that has been changed over by an amendment, and I'll have to find that amendment for you. You may know it. Do you know which amendment it is or no?
No, and the Article 12 is the one about electing the president and the vice president, and that was completely different from what they're doing now, which is
more – Oh, absolutely. That has changed. That changed the original contract. You can't change the original contract that way. That was negotiated out in a very powerful way.
How can you nitpick and change 12 and try to leave 12 in there and then take out 11?
Hold it. I've never seen the original Bill of Rights with 11. I've only seen the Bill of Rights, and it's only had 10. Now, it never made it to the signature as far as I know, and anything after the 10th, as far as I'm concerned, I have a garbage can under my table right here, and I'm looking at it. You can throw it all in there because I don't pay no mind to it. I never use it, and I don't want to deal with it. We don't need anything after the 10th, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, that's problematic because the three-fifths clause, which was – not just black slavery institutionalized, but it was also the direct tax. And when you and this is where you went false, because you said they don't do a direct tax. That was fixed. It wasn't fixed. As a matter of fact, an excise tax on whiskey is almost the same exact thing in principle as the Stamp Act that started the Revolutionary War. So that Stamp Act became, after the Constitution, it became the tax on whiskey. And they needed the tax on whiskey in order to make sure that people had to use the one money so that they could start the first bank of the United States.
Well, the Constitution does not give them the power or the authority to make a sin tax on those type of things. They do it, but it's not constitutional.
Okay, well, then you have to argue with George Washington and how he crushed the Whiskey Rebellion in Pennsylvania by assembling a conscript army in 1794, an army as large or larger than the one he commanded in the Revolutionary War out of basically slaves, because it was a draft. He conscripted from all the states an army to invade a formerly sovereign state to enforce an excise tax on whiskey. That's what happened.
Well, so, a tax on anything that crosses the border, of course, but I would disagree with Washington on this, of course. And I don't know enough about all that, but I've heard about this and I've never studied it. So I don't. What's your conclusion here? Where are you going with this?
My conclusion is that the criminals took over in 1787, and that
and
was
the criminals and the criminals were.
They called themselves the Federalists, but even all the Anti-Federalists called themselves Federalists too.
Right. And yeah, Jefferson was upset that the Federalists took on the name Federalist because he said they surely were not.
Okay,
and,
John, let me just leave then, because I've already given you Article 11 and Article 12 of the original Bill of Rights, and somebody else did this for you, and that's how I stumbled onto it too. Now, if you can go back to 1789 and the original, and I got them open right here, the original, what is it? Where did I put it? It's on the desktop here, the Judiciary Acts. If you read those things, they completely ignore the Bill of Rights. It's like a complete usurpation.
Which,
I mean, that's where they started.
Which ignores the Bill of Rights? Say that again.
The Judiciary Acts of 1789.
Okay.
If you look at those and you start reading that, that's almost like verbatim stuff coming out of Westminster. And Westminster is the British arm of the...
Well, the Judiciary Acts are not law.
Well, that's... I'm just saying that if you're going to look at where these guys today think they can get away with putting aside the Bill of Rights. And most of what you say about the Constitution I like. The stuff that you say that's false I don't like. Almost everything you say about the Bill of Rights I like, and I'm 100% behind that.
Okay,
but,
well, let's look real quick just to clean something up here. In Section 9 of Article 1, no captation or other direct tax shall be laid unless in proportion to the censor or enumerated herein before directed to be taken. Now, that pretty much eliminates it, because you can't go out and put a direct tax like $1,000 or $10,000 on the head of the people, because there are way too many people who can't afford that. And that's always been the case. So that kind of cleans that right up. But the United States Supreme Court, connecting that with other parts of the Constitution, had come to the conclusion that the only place where such a tax could be is on a corporation directly. It cannot take place upon a head of an individual. You can't make a direct tax on an individual. Now, any tax on any product is an indirect tax, and that's a legal tax. You can tax products, and that's how the government can collect funds and monies in order to pay the bills. Now, the problem is they've taken that and somehow created some legislation as if they can create what's called a sin tax. That's not possible. So I agree with you, and that can't be done. And I don't care who did it or when they did it. It's not in the Constitution. And I'll tell you how it is that I can tell you that they cannot go forward. And believe me, they got weak knees when you bring this stuff up, especially when you put it in the light, because Why do they have weak knees? I'll tell you why they got weak knees, because they know everything that's being done is in order to get RICO going, to get all of this illegal activity so that they can make money. That's what it's all about. They're empowering themselves and others by all these illegal acts. But it is in the preamble of the Constitution, right off the bat, that sets it all straight. And this is what we did. We called upon God. That's what we did. We called upon God. We brought natural law into the game. And we said, God is the king. He's the judge of all. And he gives rights, and he's the king, and we can't do nothing about it. And now we are kings of the king, and we need to be bending our knee to that king. And that's what our founding fathers was talking about when they said that only a morally minded religious people, this is a government only for them. It can serve no other. You won't be able to make it unless you come with a bent knee to the creator of the universe. And with that in mind, it says, we the people of the United States. And let me tell you, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union. This more perfect union had nothing to do with the states at this point in what we're reading here. This had to do with the people. To perform a more perfect union of the people, not of the states, although the states were in view later on down the line, because it goes on to say, establish justice. So the first job that the government is supposed to be serving in this Constitution is the forming of a more perfect union, which means I can go to New Jersey tomorrow and I got all the rights of New Jersey. Even if I'm only there for a month or a week or a day, I can do whatever I want in Jersey. I can exercise any legal thing I want. I can go to any courtroom I want and use their courts or whatever I want to do. Then the next day I go to Pennsylvania and do the same thing. Because we're a perfect union, and I got all the rights of any Pennsylvanian or any New Jerseyan or Texan or anybody else when I'm in that state. And so that's what makes the United States so unique. But anyway, in order to form a more perfect union, number one, establish justice, number two, ensure domestic tranquility, number three, provide for the common defense, number five, promote the general welfare, number six, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Right there is it. That is the key point of the entire Constitution right there. Because now their job is to secure liberty to ourselves. And what liberty? The ones that come from a blessing. Who blesses? God blesses. If he doesn't bless, you don't get. Man has no control over it. That's their job. We hired them to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, and we took the process of ordaining that by saying to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for now the states, the United States of America. So you see right there, they're in a box, they can't move, and everything is bound by that preamble. Everything. You can't. They're so tight in a box, they can't go nowhere. Now, that means, why, what authority did you act to decide to do away with the Constitution? Where is your authority? You received your authority by we the people, and we the people received our authority by God. Now, where did you come out? Well, we're greedy. We wanted to get RICO going to make a lot of money and power, because that's how we're doing it. Yeah, I got it. It's called fraud. So
Satan
look at,
is where they
truth
get,
is truth.
They get
truth
there.
Is truth, and that's it. And they can't move one way or the other. And I want to tell you what. You put that light, and you get that light out, and the people understand what they've done, we got a country back.
Hey, amen. Amen. Hey, I got a duly taxed product here that's been paid. And it's a watch. And we spent half hour on this subject.
You can run on for a long time.
It's run on clock.
For a long time.
We'll be right back.
Run on for a long time.
John
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
You're listening to the Shake and Wake Radio Network, where the truth is all that matters, and the truth will make you free. Will make you free. Will make you free. Will make you free. ShakeAndWakeRadio.com.
You can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry.
Join us every Saturday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, for The Word with John Durrett with NationalLibertyAlliance.org. Doing an in-depth Bible study from Revelation and the barren time we live in to Genesis. The second hour will feature callers and hosts discussing the scriptures covered and how it speaks volumes in our lives today. The Word with John Durrett. Every Saturday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. On Shake and Wake Radio. Tune in for The Word.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high. And don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be told.
and blow. Walk on.
All right, welcome back to National Liberty Alliance with John Durash. I had a question. I was thinking during the break, everybody that I talked to loves Carl Miller and Eustace Mullins. And if you took like the hours and hours of Carl Miller and Eustace Mullins and you edited like the basic things that would need to be said and like had like Annie or your wife or your girlfriend play it over a phone and put the speakerphone on and say that your representative counsel couldn't make it today, but he's going to speak for me by cell phone, and you put the speakerphone on or something. Would that work?
As long as he doesn't ask so many questions. Yeah. All right, well, we're back. Thank you, Rick.
All right, we need a
let me just go back to...
I just figured it might be easier than trying to rattle it off the way Carl Miller does. He, like, sings his rights out, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Maybe
yeah.
One day we'll be that good. I've got a bunch of Eustace stuff I want to give you.
Well, you could write it down. I mean, look at... You know what? If you get yourself a pocket constitution and you get yourself the common law handbook that we put out, those two books you put in your top pocket... You highlight the areas that are very important to you, because all those points you're talking about are in these two books, and you become very familiar with it. You can be your own Carl Miller.
Yeah, I'm looking for a program really quick that I could take those 3 hours of Carl Miller on the Constitution that would transcribe it into print, and then you could go through there and take out the stuff that he's saying that would be pertinent and put it all on one sheet of paper, put it in your pocket and just go stand before him and read
it. If you search out the internet, I believe someone has already transcribed at least some of those tapes, if not all of them. I think they did a lot of that also with Bill Thornton. So, but anyway, let's get back to our program.
One of your people was in there and he had never heard Eustace last night, and he stayed up and listened to some of Eustace, and I mentioned that I had mentioned that everybody, you know, wants to be able to copy as well as they say that, and that you might be able to, you know, I mean, simply by stating that you're a student of Carl Miller and the late great Eustace Mullins, and you know, if a judge or a clerk of courts went and looked up those guys' names, they might not want to take you into court, you know? You know, it's a shot, right?
Yep. Okay, let's get back to our call here. Joe, you're still here, so if you want to have a final word, and, you know, you've got some...
Okay, John.
Subjects here. Hold on 1 minute. I just want to make a note or two. You got some huge subjects, and we can bite piece at a time. We've bit quite a bit already. But if you want to finalize things, and then you know, you're more than welcome always to come up. You always bring a stimulating conversation, and I always got to be careful when you're talking. But go ahead.
Okay, just focusing on that Article 11. Not that I'm saying that it's right or wrong, because I don't quite understand it in context either. But if you're using, like in it says prosecuted against one of the United States. If they're talking about republic, then that comes from the word res publica. That's from Thomas Paine and his Rights of Man. Res publica is the public thing. And what that means is that's everybody that has a name that's alive within this border. So that's what it is. It's those people. A whole list of names, instead of listing every single name, every time you want to list everybody's name, you just call it California, or you call it New York. That's res publica. That's a republic. That's So nobody in another state, according to Article 11, can prosecute the United States. One of the states, not the United States, but one of the states. In other words, there's a fund that's the public's fund, and so if you've got citizens of another state, they're probably worried about, okay, you know, we're in here in New York and Virginians are eyeing us and they want to get a lot of money from our public fund. That's the type of situation it is. So there's a real clear demarcation line there between what is called a legal fiction and then a fraudulent legal fiction. Because when you say that the crime has to have a victim and the state can't be a victim, what you're stumbling on there, I think, is the state can be the victim as long as you understand it's the republic and it's all the people in the republic. And that's where you get to the drunk drivers.
Okay. Let me respond to that. Yeah, well, when you put a danger in society, society at large is in danger, of course. That's logical, and that has to be thought about. And you know, we as administrators to the jury have to think about that. And we have to also make the people that are the jurists to think about that. And we have to figure that out. I mean, it becomes obvious in certain things, you know. I don't want a drunk driver come, you know, down my road because I have children, although my children are older now. But, you know, I don't want them coming down my road. It's a danger. So that's something we have to think about. But when it comes to the state, let's think about the state. And I got to admit I haven't got a complete 100% on what I'm going to say, but at this point in my logic and deduction and my puzzling, this is where I'm at this point. And that is that I can't think of any one reason for anyone to sue the state or the United States. I just can't think about it. Because anytime you get an abuse from a state, it's not the state that's abusing you. They're already controlled by the document, the contract. And it's the person applying that contract, that's the guy you got to go for. It's not the state. Once they step outside their jurisdiction, their authority, now they're liable. The state of or the United States or any state is not liable for that. It is the people are not liable for that. That judge or that elected individual or that commissioner, that's the guy that's liable. So I can't think of a situation where a state is liable. Even if the Congress of a state made a law that violated you, well, the state didn't really violate you. It's those people who abuse their power to make that law. And the real guy you want to get is the judge who applies it because he should know better. And so that's the people you want to go by. And if these people are still in power or they're still alive, you go after those individuals if you want, the ones that voted for that unconstitutional law or bill or whatever you want to call it. But generally speaking, the state in itself, the people in themselves are not liable to it because they didn't do it. It's their servants that did it. And that's who we're going to hold liable. And that's how I would respond to that at this point.
Okay, that sounds all good. And on Thursday, I want to get something that has to do with the actual page that's available to the registered members, because I think there's a problem there.
Okay. All right, we'll talk to you.
Okay, right. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, let us take our next caller. Gerard, Joe? You're not doing your job very well, but Sheila.
CC ain't nobody. Yeah, let that bitch die. We know the nigga got HIV, but she ain't. I'm gonna show you how.
Where did that come from?
I'm doing my job. Leave me alone.
Okay. Alfonso.
Actually, it's Jason. I'm using my father's
Jason.
Phone.
Jason, how you doing?
It's Jason from New Jersey. It just seems that I can't get through on either of my cell or on my regular phone.
Okay.
Keeps on getting me busy, so I use another phone. I've been sending you notices that for the mailbox that was sent in through the regular email. I just sent it through the technical service.
I got it. Got it.
All right. I've also
on that other problem. The other problem is your email. I keep checking your email. You haven't fixed your email. Go on to the website.
My email is jbergs53@aol.com.
Let me see what I got. Nope, it is not. Not on the website, because I can't find you under that. So go to my account and check your email. Make sure and that you got the right email in there, and then send it to me, because I keep running you and it's not showing up.
Going into my account now, and it says, what is it? Mind of View? It should be in there. My contact information, my name and my address,
yeah.
New Jersey. I don't see.
No, it should be on the first page, not the second page, the tab, the first tab.
The first tab is the edit. I'm looking at that. I'm looking at there, and it says name Jay Bergs, and it has the Jay Bergs, jbergs53@aol.com email address.
Well, I'm getting the wrong one. Let's try to connect tomorrow. We'll see if we can fix it. Try getting me right after the call. Right after the call, because I'm going
all
to bed.
I'll do that.
So,
and,
right after the call.
I can't wait for
it. We'll try to fix it. Okay.
We're
let's
doing really good with
something.
The with Rick and our program on Mondays.
All right, well,
and
let's move on to something interesting to the people, okay?
Well,
let's
again, anyone on this call can call in on 2 to 4 to get involved in Stone Soup and be part of another part of the movement for the NLA and for Liberty.
Okay.
And I welcome everyone here, including you, John. If you want to come on and speak, you're welcome to
appreciate
involve.
It.
And again, it's an open call for anyone who wants to participate. I may be one of many, but I am the person that likes to have everyone involved, because again, you're doing a fantastic job. I mean, you may be saying that there's no top down, but John, as a Marine, as a Vietnam vet, you have to have leadership, and you're providing that, and I appreciate it. But again, without a central leader, we have chaos, and we don't have chaos with you, sir. We are doing fantastic.
Well, through this process, we do have to have leadership, and we have to have a lot of leaders, and we have to have leaders that are ready to follow as much as they are to lead. They have to know when they should lead and when they should follow, and they should always be aware of who else is involved that may be able to lead a particular situation better than they would, and they have to yield to them. And that's what makes a good program, which is what we're hoping to really do. But, yeah, it is true that we do have – look, we're leading until people are able to lead themselves, because we're educating. And until people are educated, it's hard for them to really even know what to do. And so they need someone to help them along and bring them along through the process as they're learning. And they'll see as they come to the end that this was the way. It's the only way, the only peaceful way. And eventually, when you get to the end of that road, you'll be in your county working with other leaders, doing what has to be done.
Yeah. On another note, I was
and the moment we have, I want to say something. To take the opportunity, especially now it's in my mind. When you get the four people together, you don't choose a chairman. There is no chairman. There is no boss. There is no hierarchy. There's four people. You work it out. You take a vote if you have to, three against two, three against one. If it's two against two, well, you can't move too much until you figure it out. But you shouldn't have arguments. You shouldn't have a problem with that. But if it does come up, you got that. That's the way it is. But don't ever get a chairman. Don't ever create yourself rules. Don't write rules down. That's not what we do. We're working right off of common law. Common law is pure logic with principles. The applications of principle and logic is all it is. It doesn't get any more difficult than that. And once you grab that concept, the principles are already written in your heart, and unless you're a psychotic, the logic is up there. So you got it. Everybody's got it.
On another note, I'm kind of perplexed. How can we not have the Bill of Rights, regardless of any laws, that should not be abridged the Constitution? I mean, it's in the Bill of Rights, and I'm just perplexed that you made a statement that our courts, our judges, are no longer...
because they decided that.
That's arbitrary and capricious, wouldn't that be? They can't decide anything unless it's done by...
Of course they can. Of course they can, but they think they can because they don't know. They don't know what common law is either. They don't understand where it comes from and what the authority is. They're as dumb as we are. We're just figuring it out. Now we've got to get them a little brighter. And believe me, they know what they're doing is criminal. And believe me when I tell you, don't think that they're not nervous. Don't think that they're not shaken. Don't think that they're not worried. Don't think that they're not going to do something, because they got to do something. And I'm going to tell you that we're putting them in a box. Like they put us in a box, we're putting them in a box. Trust this box. Turning on the light is the greatest disinfectant you can get. And this is something they do not want. You can tell just by walking in their courts. But here's the thing, okay? This is what they have done. I'm trying to get reality to people. When you get into a courtroom, understand this. As far as that judge is concerned, you don't have a right unless he decides to give it to you. And the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh, and he thinks he's the Lord. That's what you need to understand when you go into a court. Now, now you got to understand other things. You got to understand jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. And you got to understand how to put him in a box. You got to understand how to put his flesh on the line, where he finally wakes up and says, "Oh boy, I'm in trouble." And he's going to throw this case out. He's going to do something to get rid of it. He's going to fix it something, because he wants you out. Okay, but very few people are that kind of a threat to that person. Very few, and even those who are, they could run into trouble too, believe me, because, these people are evil. So, but anyway, I want to shock the people. I want them to understand that this is the way it is in the courts. You don't have rights. They don't exist no more.
Well,
and
That's in their mind.
That's fiction. That's fiction, yes.
That's fiction. By the way, a young man called me. He was busted illegally by the police in Jersey City. And I gave him as much information and support as I could. He went in the court, said, "Where's your jurisdiction?" And the court and the judge threw out his his illegal search. So through helping someone, speaking to someone, we're having a profound effect on folks. So God bless the Republic, and God bless you and your teachings and everyone else who you're learning your craft from. And I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. God bless you. Okay, next caller is, we need a name on this. It's an 845 number, so it's New York, 893. What's your state and your first name?
No, this is Sheila in New York.
Okay, how you doing, Sheila?
I'm fine. I just wanted to, I had a call earlier, and the gentleman was saying that with my number and stuff, I wasn't ain't supposed to be on the line, but I know today I am registered, and I don't know why it's not showing up that I'm not registered.
Yeah, well, in this call, you don't have to be registered, but we register and you once we get your call and once you get into the queue and you're talking, we're putting the information there. So I don't know if Kathleen isn't here. Maybe, Gerard, you can finish off putting Sheila's name here, New York Sheila. But go ahead. You're right.
Rude, though. I'm very rude on my ear. So, because I clicked on earlier. I was just wanting to address that, you know. It ain't what you say, it's how you say it to people.
Right, that's true.
You know, that's what he said. Loving kindness had draw day. And then, you know, and it wasn't hardly a lot of people on the line. So as we, you know, a group trying to get to know each other, you know, and I spoke and they didn't even speak, they just put the music on, which I thought that was very rude. But I think as we get to know each other, we should be more polite.
Well, amen. What county are you from, Sheila?
I'm from Orange County.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you got a good group out there in Orange County, so.
Yeah. So I just want to address that. That's all.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, our next caller, let's see, 847-249, Will. What's your name, Will or Gary? And what's your
name? Gary. State? Gary from Illinois.
Illinois is Gary. Go right ahead. Illinois.
Yeah.
I keep putting the S on it. Illinois, you know, but go ahead. Illinois.
Okay. I had a fellow call today that ordered some jurist handbooks, 200 of them, and
okay.
He also made a contribution back in early August.
Okay, you talking about Kevin in Orange County?
No, I'm talking about Gary in Boone County, Illinois.
Okay.
And? And he hasn't received them. Like I say, he ordered it and made a contribution, two separate checks.
Do you have his email? Maybe I can get it. If I got his email, I can look him up and get his phone number, and I can look into the records to see. And he did this in August?
In August, yes.
Okay. Let me think about this. And he's from Illinois?
Yes.
I'm trying to think about this. You know, I think I recall that, someone sending in two checks. So, but I'll look it up and see what's up with that. But do you have his email?
Yes, I do.
Give me his email, because that's how I look him up.
GLH104753@yahoo.com. That's what shows up on the site.
Okay, .com. Okay, GLH104753@yahoo.com. Gary, I'll give him a call tomorrow.
That's GLH. H in hotel.
Oh, H hotel, like in Harry. Okay.
And his phone number.
GL Harry.
Okay.
No, don't give the phone number out. I'll get his phone number off the site. So.
Okay. All right. That's it.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. And your name's Gary also.
Right.
Okay. All right, Gary. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Jen, go right ahead.
Yes, sir. One of the Pennsylvania state coordinators, and I'm sorry, but I need to set the record straight.
Yes.
I have three items I need to clarify. Since I became Pennsylvania state coordinator, Pennsylvania has not, nor is it planning or supporting a state website.
Okay.
Number two, this is the fourth time Jesse has complained about my calling county organizers and jurists. I've been doing it since I became a state coordinator many months ago.
Okay, why don't you and I and Jesse, if Jesse wants, get on a phone call. I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Okay.
Can you be available tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, what time?
After 1 o'clock, maybe 2 o'clock, something like that.
2 o'clock, okay, great.
All right.
Thank you much.
Anything else?
No, it's just more of that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Let us take our next caller, Marge from California. Go right ahead. California Marge.
Hi, John. I just wanted to ask you, first of all, if you have any kind of idea when our course is going to be ready online, because we're getting kind of antsy here in El Dorado, and we'd like to get started.
I did speak with the tech before the weekend hit, and they said they were working diligently on the database. So apparently it sounds like the papers, you know, all the pages are up and done, which is a significant amount of work. And now it's a matter of applying the database to the pages. And that was as the weekend was beginning. So today's Monday. I have not called them today. I'll give them two more days. I'll give them till Wednesday, tomorrow, and the next day. And I'll give them a yell, see how he's doing.
Okay. And, you know, I'm thinking here what's the best thing for our county. And we have 187,000 population in El Dorado. But, you know, oddly enough, our county divides itself into districts. And, for instance, we have a supervisor for each of the five districts. So, you know, often you talk about, sometimes there's four, sometimes there's five, and we span, maybe 90 miles from, and we're rural, very rural, and we go from El Dorado Hills all the way to South Lake Tahoe. So I'm thinking, you know, that our county could indeed be someone that needs to start out with five grand jury administrators. And is there anything you can kind of add to my thinking so that it helps me make a good, wise decision?
Right. What I would say is this. Everyone should start off with four, except for the obvious. If you got a million people in your county, well, you need more than four. But, you know, start off with four. And bear in mind, the first 60 days or so is going to be you're going to be an overload, okay, the first 60 days.
Right.
So don't use that as where you're at and what's going on and how many more people you need. Of course, you know, we've got a lot of people involved with us, and maybe some people might want to come in part-time to help out a little bit while we're getting through the hard time. But the thing is after about 45 to 60 days, at that point, you should get a pretty good feeling on what the workload is going to be when the people are calling in. You're going to be able to discern the difference between the overload because, you know, you're getting all these old cases complaining about judges and all this stuff. That's going to eventually settle down. And so, you know, you're going to have to play it by ear and figure it out. And if you're in that big an overload, then you're going to have to hire the extra people, and they have to understand that once you get to a certain point, if things back off, that you'll have to lay them off. But bear in mind, there are other counties, if they wanted to travel to go to work, that might need somebody. They can fill in those positions. The other thing is this. If you're close, but you got big counties and they run long distances, so this is a problem for you. But this could work for other people. You may get some counties that really don't have much going on, and their extra people can come over and help a county that does have a lot going on until you catch up, and then they can go back to their own county. So that's another thing. So you know you have to be creative and figure it out. But the other thing is if you're in overload, you're in overload. You know, you can only do what you're capable of doing. We all have two arms and two legs, and we don't have any more than that. And,
right.
We'll do the best we can.
Okay, well, I know.
Surely we'll do better than them, at least for listening to real cases.
Oh, dear heaven. Absolutely. But, you know, I did notice that, you know, there's an awful lot of difference between a population of 1 million and 187,000.
That's
you
right.
Know, we were a big county until... you know, you compare yourself to others that are huge like that.
Right.
So you're absolutely right. We probably could get along with four, but I think, you know, to have five in the cooker might not be too bad because that person could certainly travel. So,
right. Well, you know, it might be wise to have an extra person that doesn't mind traveling, that would move around and fill in places where the help is necessary, you know? So.
Right, because we'd be fairly close to Sacramento County, and, you know, we're 30 minutes away from other counties,
right.
You know, which is not...
Yeah, so you'll work that out. You know, look, once you get to see what's going on, you get a feel for what's going on and things are stabilizing, you'll be able to figure out what you need to do and then do it.
Well, you know, John,
you're the boss.
Well, what I've not really, but
well, sure you are. If you're on there with three other people, you're the boss. You're going to decide whether you need more people or not. Nobody else is going to decide that for you, and you're under honor. You know, so you always maintain that honor. You know,
right.
Once we lose our honor and integrity and humility, we're nothing. We have to establish that. That's an ongoing job all the time, just working on establishing that and maintaining it. That's a full-time job for any human being. And that's
yes.
What you have to do if you want this position, because the moment you lose it is the moment we lose everything. You can't afford to lose it. We have to remind each other, you know, you forgot your humility here. So come on, let's remember next time. We got to tell each other that.
You know, it's so true. And I want to say again that... as I told you on Saturday, I think showing up and listening to the word right now as we're about to march into these dens of iniquity is probably one of the most important things we could do on our calls with you. So, because I'll tell you, we're not...
We lost you, Marge.
Hello? Yeah,
wow.
I agree. We need...
Somehow
we all need
muted.
Every...
Hold on
Everybody
a minute, hold on a minute,
it.
Rick. Marge, you got muted. Hang on 1 second, Rick. Marge, we lost you. You got muted. What happened? You're back.
Am I back?
You're back now.
I don't. I agree with the caller's sentiments. We need our spiritual armor on, all of us. So tune in
Amen.
On Saturday nights as well as Monday, you know.
Fantastic.
I appreciate that. Go ahead.
Yeah.
It's 7 p.m. Eastern, by the way, on Saturday nights, not 9 p.m. Somebody came by at 9 p.m. I believe it was the caller, the one who's on right now.
You got it. Here's
yeah.
the gal that's too late for dinner. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 7 p.m. Go ahead.
Eastern, yeah. Go ahead.
We do have a lot of calls, and they all start at 7. And, you know, and then we have state calls and 100%ers and 60%ers, you know. And
yeah.
I just got all mixed up, and it took me missing five full deals to finally get the picture. So I've caught up on 3
p.m.
the time we...
4 p.m. If you're on the East Coast, 3 p.m. Mountain.
No, it's 7 p.m. East Coast.
7 p.m. East Coast, 4
right.
p.m. on the Pacific.
Right.
And if it was Mountain, it would be 6 and 5 p.m. Central on Saturday night, the Word with John Durack.
Right, but isn't it Mountain that doesn't move? Which one is it that doesn't move? You know, they don't fall ahead or spring ahead or fall behind. But anyway, go ahead, Mark.
It's always been in a row. If it's 2 p.m., if it's 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m., then Central and Mountain is in between that.
Right, exactly. Go ahead, Marge. Finish up. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you. I lost my train of thought. But it was here it is. Here it is. It's back again.
Uh-oh.
John,
let me sit down.
I know that, since we're doing so many things in the courts, and you've said to us often, you know, listen, we don't have a lot of time here, guys. You know that? And one time you even said, you know, listen, if something breaks loose, we might have to be in here, you know, in a 30-day time. And at that time I thought, boy, 30 days, that's too short. And that's the reason why I'm asking you about how long is it going to take for the courts, because, you know, even if we could walk in, we can't walk in there without absolutely knowing everything we're going to do and how to conduct ourselves in a professional manner. We just can't, you know, so we need this training badly, all
right.
of it.
Well, we're working on the training, and believe me, it's coming, and it's here to some degree, and it's coming, and...
We'll
talk about that some more.
Okay, now, John, just real quick, you know, I put the pencil to the paper, and we're talking 120-hour course here. So
mm-hmm.
I was thinking, okay, hypothetically, if I were going to do 2 hours a day, let's say I'm Susie Homemaker and I've got to run out and, you know, have a life in addition to doing this course. A lot of people work. Well, that's, 8 hours, 14
that's
hours.
Right. It's a lot of time. It's
and
a lot of time. But that's okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to get through that course to take control, because we have the plan in place, and we're utilizing it right now with the leadership, and we're going to be, if things break before we get there,
right.
Just follow the leader is the thing we're all going to have to do. If we can teach you and train you before we get there, well, then that's fine. But nevertheless, follow the leader at this point, because we got the plan. It's mapped out. It's ready to go. Let's do it if it comes. We just got to be ready. And, yeah, so we're working, you know, day and night trying to get everything prepared so people will be prepared. But but we'll get through it, and I trust that we will.
Right. In other words, out of the 120 hours, there may be, 40 that are just absolutely tantamount to doing anything, and maybe we can
right.
like,
but
there's them around or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's special provisions being done right now as we speak for the process, the other part of that process that you're really talking about. Because the process, the learning part that you're talking about is for administration. As
Absolutely.
Far as going and taking the control and getting the access, that's all being worked on and prepared already.
Oh,
we'll talk about that later. We can't talk about that right now, though.
Absolutely.
It's
okay.
It's too
good.
Big a subject to talk about at the moment. So.
At least I know it's a gleam in your eye, okay?
Oh, absolutely. Look, it's all being prepared for the state coordinators know about it.
Oh, perfect. Okay, thanks, John.
Okay. Okay, let's go to the next caller, New York, Tammy. You got the mic.
Okay.
Tammy from New York?
New York, Tammy.
That's it. You got it. I'm not your New York, Tammy. You're New York, Tammy.
I'm New York,
John.
That's correct.
How do we got that straightened out?
Okay. So a couple of things. The first question I want to ask is now, you know what? I forgot. No, I'll have to contact you on your other days for that. I forgot. Because we're not going to talk about that. Okay, so I'll ask that because I heard your hours on your voicemail when you're available, like the Tuesday, and you know.
Right, I got it. Did I fix that? I don't remember. Did I go fix that?
It's good. Oh, you fixed it. It's wonderful. I love it.
Okay, good.
Wonderful. So I got that down. That's the first thing. Now, the second thing is I want to find out about, you know, my favorite thing, John. I want to find out about the paperwork for the traffic court.
Right. Oh, you know, I am so beat up here.
It's okay, because I'm. Don't worry.
I'll make another note. I'll try to get to that this week.
Don't worry.
I want to tell you something. That traffic court thing is something that everyone can use in every case because it's always the same thing.
Yeah, we're waiting for it because remember, you already went through that. I mean, fully.
Yeah, it shouldn't take too long. I just got to sit down and do it.
Speaking a couple of words. Instead of taking out the officers and stuff like that, so code, right. Whatever they're bad, you're just taking out a couple of things. And I wrote those things down, but I can't take them out. So I would already have updated that for you.
Right. Yeah, I'll get the paper that you need to have. I'll try to get it up there. I forgot all about that. But
I'll
find time
days.
This week. So, but yeah.
I have 30 days now to get that paperwork because remember that judge gave me, he gave me 60 days to hand that in. So I'm working now just on my last.
Okay, try to get me tomorrow evening. I'll try to work on something.
Well, I figured I'd get you. I'm not going to press that. But the last thing, so I figured I'd get you once I heard, you know, your time, like I said, on your voicemail, which was very good. I like that. The last thing is I want to find out, was Oregon Ray on the line tonight?
Is what?
Oregon Ray.
Ray from Oregon.
Oh, I love him. We
Let
talk.
Me see if Ray, can someone take a look to see if Ray from Oregon is on? And if he is, can you unmute Ray from Oregon?
We had a really good conversation.
While Gerard or someone's looking for Ray, maybe you can go on to something else.
Right.
And we'll see if he's on.
Right. So what happens is he made a suggestion. Remember, Leo had did the folders with a number of different things in it, right, that we could give out at events and stuff like that. Well, he has something that you just print out a number of different things, and you don't have to really buy a lot of the books that him and I guess his state have been using, and it is making a real impact. So I asked him, would he at least bring that up on one of these calls that you were on, and then maybe you and him can discuss it. And he's supposed to send me an email. I didn't get the email yet, so it may have slipped.
Okay, just so you know, Ray's not on right now, but go ahead.
Yeah, so it may have slipped his mind, but I wanted him to bring that up. But also, I wanted to just remind him also. And I have his number, so I'll call him. But I wanted to remind him to please, if he could send me the email, I'm going to look into that because we're ready to get moving and shaking here. We've got to really get out, and we're willing to do that. The Sheila, the other Sheila, also Angela, because we're going to meet up sometime this week. And so we want to get moving and shaking here because we've got to take hold of our county, like, immediately because they're really doing some real serious stuff here. And, you know, the county has new DAs, and they all started this year. We have a whole new county slate here in Orange County, all new people. So, you know, when new people come, you know they create a Well, anyway, with new people, they set up a new precedence as well as, the name. You know, they want to make a new name or a great name for themselves. So, you know, they come in like roaring lions seeking whom they can devour.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to go in and convict and arrest those things that are taking place. So we really got to get this list going on. And I know you guys are doing your thing for New York and stuff, and we're willing to work with you because we did talk with New York, Kevin. But we've got some real serious stuff going on in Orange County, and it's only a few of us here.
Okay, and bring that up on the New York meeting. You know, we'll get some discussions going on that and work with the others, and let's do it.
Yeah, hopefully I'll see.
Anything else?
Nope, I'm good. That's all I wanted to say, and I'll hit you. I'll hit you later because I got your time frame now and your days.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, John. And good night in LA. I'm going to listen, but you guys have a great weekend. Thank you.
Okay. Good night. Mr. Jeff, go right ahead from New York. Jeff Gall from New York. Jeff, where you at? Pick up the phone. Jeff Gall from New York.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Boy, my finger was on the button. I was about to hit that button. Gerard had his finger on the other button, and you would have been gone.
You guys were waiting. I know. As soon as you heard my name, let's hang up on this guy. I have another new headset here. In case I could use it, I'd like to buy that software that you said that you have to send out mass emails.
Okay, give me a call. Try to get me, in the evening. Well, tomorrow late afternoon, try to get me. I'll talk to you about it.
I've tried 10 times. All right. Okay.
Well, it's been difficult this weekend, and today is a catch-up day, and literally I've been ignoring calls so I can catch up. But tomorrow I should be a little more relaxed in the afternoon to be able to talk. Just let's keep it short and focused, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Joe from Massachusetts. Massachusetts Joe.
Hi, John. Thank you for taking the call. I haven't called in on this computer before. I just want to make sure my mic's working.
Yep, it's working. It's a little scratchy, but you know what you might want to do is, it sounds like it may be over-modulating. Lower the volume on the mic. Huh?
In the Skype functions, you want to go up to call, audio settings, and where it says microphone volume, unclick automatic.
It's not coming through. I'll have to try to call in another night from a regular telephone.
Yeah, it's just clipping is what it is. It's coming in too hot, so when you talk, it clips.
Right.
You just got to lower the mic. That's all. Take it down a few notches.
How's that working?
Okay.
Is that any better?
Oh, yeah,
that's
great.
It is.
Great.
You could come up just a tiny bit. You took
he could probably just get a little closer to the mic. Push the mic a little closer to your mouth.
Yeah,
and
there
you're
go.
In great shape, man. Because we don't want him to overmodulate
again. How's that coming out?
Oh, that's very good.
All right.
You
thank
got
you.
It.
This is my
that's
first
the tick.
Time calling in from this phone. Thank you very much. I just want to be quick. I know we're getting close to ending the call. I was hoping if you could put a plug in with our state coordinator for me. I've been really trying to plug in since June with the leadership here. And one of our leaders doesn't have a voicemail set up on the telephone.
Right, I think you need to call. I think is who's in Massachusetts? Is that Jane or Jane? Is that Joshua or Sheila? I think Sheila's Massachusetts. Give a call to Sheila.
Yeah, that's whose voicemail's not set up. I don't want to throw anybody under the bus.
Oh, no, her voicemail. I'll put a fire under her. I'll let her know Joe from Massachusetts trying to get a hold of her. Okay,
yeah,
matter of fact,
really
she should be on the call right now, and if she's not, she'll be listening to the recording, I'm sure. So she'll get the message.
Too, and, got a lot of people who are interested in the program, and I'd like to be able to get them on some state call.
Okay.
That's all
right.
For tonight. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, next caller, and we got to move along because time is running out. 360-551, your state and your first name, please.
Okay, the state is Washington.
Washington.
And the name is David.
Washington from David. No, David from Washington. Washington.
Yeah, David from Washington.
Go right ahead.
Okay, so I have a couple of things here. There's a website called Republic Keepers, and they have a number of MP3 files, and they discuss a very interesting idea, and that is there is something that is can be constitutional or what can be constitutional. It can be unconstitutional or it can be non-constitutional. And they bring up the point that if you have a corporation, GM, so that something like that, they can have all these laws written for the employees of that corporation. And, of course, joining the corporation as an employee
is
voluntary.
Well, let's move to two different – there's really only two things, lawful and unlawful. And that's all there is. And it's just a, A straight line, right or left, lawful or unlawful.
Okay. All right, so that was just one thing. The other thing, there's this other, this may be a little bit late, a day late and a dollar short, but if you've got your chat open, there's this learning platform called Moodle.com. I'm going to paste the link into the chat, in your Skype chat.
Uh-huh.
And it's set up for training. And it sounds like you already got that on the road, but, I mean, this might be something to look at.
Okay.
The third thing is, there's a YouTube video about the cuckoo bird, and what the cuckoo bird does is the cuckoo bird mother lays its egg in the nest of a warbler, and the first thing it hatches early, and the very first thing it does is it pushes the other eggs out of the nest, and so the mother comes back thinking that the cuckoo bird is hers, and she feeds and cares for it. And I contend that's a metaphor for our the way our country is right now, is that the your government is vacant, and this corporate.
Now, what bird is? Oh, that's interesting. What bird is this you're talking about?
Cuckoo bird.
But who's the mother? The mother's a cuckoo bird too?
No. The mother is a warbler.
A red warbler.
So she flies around. She lays three eggs. A cuckoo bird mother comes in and lays an imposter egg along with the warbler egg.
And that's real, huh?
Yes, it hatches first. And this, I sent you a link, a YouTube link, that David Attenborough actually documents this in a YouTube video, the four-minute video. Very, very interesting. And it's,
I'm definitely
going
to look into that. I got to push you along. It's an interesting conversation, but we only got minutes left and we got...
Okay, is it just one more question? Can I contact you about advertising on National Liberty Alliance?
We don't advertise. What are you looking to advertise? Let me ask you that first.
Nutritional products that people recover from Alzheimer's, cancer, I mean, it's just
the
whole
gamut.
Yeah, that
kind of stuff we'll talk to you about. Give me a call tomorrow afternoon, and if you don't get me, you know, just look at it. I'm going to try to...
I'll Skype you.
Yeah, Skype me.
Okay, Live Dave is my handle.
I already see you, yep.
Okay, all right. Thanks, John. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next caller here. We have two more callers. Paul from Hawaii. How you doing, Paul?
Hawaii, Paul. Here, John.
Hey,
I'm still looking for my jury handbooks. How were they sent? Were they
yes,
sent by
they
US
went out.
Postal
yes,
Service?
They went out, but they went out media mail. And they did go out last week. I remember seeing yours and going, I think it was last week, but they did go out.
Okay.
When did we talk? Was it last week we talked?
Yes.
Yeah, they're out in the mail. They're gone. I'll take a look and see, when they're due. When I'm looking for that other guy's, books, I'll try to look for yours to see a date. Because they usually give me a date when it's going to arrive, the target date.
Okay. I just want everyone to know that things are getting very tight here in Hawaii. The government and the court systems are really tightening up.
Why don't you and I try to talk in the next evening or two? Because I know you had sent me some email. I'd like to talk to you about also.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll give you a call.
And we only got 1 minute left, and I want to get another caller in. God bless you. Aloha. We'll talk to you maybe tomorrow night or something.
Okay.
914547. Who might that be? Your state and your name.
Florida. Terry.
How you doing? Terry from Florida.
Yeah, how you doing, John? Good talking
good,
to you,
good.
Sir.
Self same.
Yeah, I got a couple of questions about trying to keep some peace in an organization down here with the NLA group. We've had some lack of communication between the organizers and the county and state. And anyway, I have found myself in the middle being an arbitrator and trying to make some peace here. And one of the questions was somebody was removed as a county organizer, and they wanted to know why. And so I told them, well, do what John says to do on his website. You know, contact whoever removed you or whatever and talk to them. And if they don't respond properly, they go to the county and go next county or, you know, just do what John says to
right.
do on
yeah,
his website.
Right, yeah, go back, go to the people. Look, you gotta deal with the problems in your state. I can't deal with them. And so what they got to do is go to the people that did this first and then do that. You'll have to go to... you'll have to call together people to sit and talk about this. I get, you know, generally speaking, I think this was a state issue, so you got to go to a state next door and tell the story and work it out. I don't want to get involved in it too much, but on the one hand, I do sometimes get involved. On the other hand, I just got to stay out of it. It's very difficult for me to have to get involved with these things because
I
hear stories from both sides, and then... And then, you know, you get one story and you figure you got it figured, and you get the other story and say, oh, no, and then you try to figure out what's really... I don't know what's going on, you know, half the time.
Well, okay.
It is difficult to put this on me. That's why you got to get arbitrators. Find arbitrators in the state next door and get the people together and talk and figure things out. But first off, call the people who got the problem with and talk with them, you know?
Yeah, and there was... nothing resolved from that, so that's why I was wondering what would you suggest I tell them to do next?
Call up the people involved. Call up the state coordinator that's involved and work it out. That's the first place. But I would get a couple of state coordinators on the phone and talk. Maybe maybe that person is a problem and they don't realize it. Sometimes that is the case, you know.
Right. Okay, just wanted to make sure I was following a proper protocol to help them out.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Sure. Well, I appreciate everything that you're doing, John.
Okay,
and,
thank
been,
you.
I've been
much.
Following you from the beginning. I got one more question, if you don't mind.
Well, I hear the music. You better make it quick. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. With your conversation with Rod Class, have you... considered possibly how we are going to get some enforcement behind this, because there's not a lot of enforcement in place that I can see, or do you have any evidence of anybody that's actually been able to enforce this movement at all yet, other than Dixie County, and look what happened there, but I think...
Yeah, the courts will enforce it. That's why we're looking to get access into the courts. The moment we're in access into the courts, we become the law, so to speak, in the sense that we interpret what is law, because we're going to apply the law. And whenever an order is given to the court from the people, they have to obey it. That includes the police force, you know, the sheriff. So we do speak about that. And why don't you come back on and ask that question again, maybe next week. Try to get a little earlier, and we'll get more.
I've had a couple of personal conversations with judges in this county, and they pretty much just too bad. It's the way we do things.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. With that, we're going to end our program. Thank you, Harry from Florida. Good talking with you. Lord bless everyone. We'll see you next Monday. And anybody coming to our studies on Bible studies on Saturday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good night. Thanks.
Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Sing it, fellas.
Oh, I wish I was in Dixie. Oh,
hold on, Jason.
In Dixieland, I'll take my stand. To live and die in Dixieland.
For Dixieland, I was born. Early Lord, one frosty morn. Look away. Look away, Dixieland.